Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Tune in for the Lucid Libertarian with Lori Ann Show, Sundays, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern, to discuss current events, news, and political opinion with Lucid Libertarian flair. I promote liberty, freedom, our Constitution, Bill of Rights, and limited government, while speaking against corporate and government corruption, tyranny, and the globalist Great Reset agenda that undermines our precious American sovereignty. Please also like and follow my Lucid Libertarian with Lori Ann page on Facebook. You can help me battle their freedom-loathing censorship by visiting my page regularly, along with reacting, commenting, and sharing my posts. Thank you, and I hope listening to my show becomes part of your Sunday night routine.
If you have a show that you are looking to get on the air on a network, CNM is looking for you. Give us a call at 505-317-8741 or email us at conservativenationmedia, all one word, 2017@gmail.com. Send us a short MP3 giving us a sample of what you would sound like, the day you want to be on, and the time you want to air your show, and we will do the rest. CNM is a talk radio network with a conservative bent, and we love America, her constitution, her laws, and we support our boys in blue and our military too. Come join us and get yourself on the air. The days we have available for new shows is Monday through Thursday, where we have no shows, and we can accommodate one show more on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. Give us a call and see if we can get your show on the air on CNM. And see what happens then, where America always wins.
But what we saw in that Senate today was a cowardly group of Republicans who apparently have no option to take.
Show me where it says that protest is supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
They go low, he kicks.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right on to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. So even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. If I said we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
It's amazing how people try to frame everything racially and how they create divisions among our society.
That's one small step for man. One giant leap for mankind.
Welcome to hour number one of NWCR Radio with your host, Robert Garding. This is Duke Brooks of Radio Free Delmarva from 92.7 WGMD, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. And I'm proud to introduce my friend Robert as we fight to protect the America we know and love. through the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason in this unreasonable world. You're listening to NWCR Radio, broadcast through the CNM network in Albuquerque, New Mexico, from our Freedom Studio. And now, here's Robert.
Tonight, hopefully my microphone is working. One of the things that I've been watching with what is going on over in Israel is the amount of people who are protesting against Israel, like it was Israel who came out and started this whole thing. It was Israel who went into Palestine and started attacking and killing people. It wasn't. It was the Palestinians, and they came in, the Hamas came in, and they were going door to door and shooting families, children. But that's not what the world is hearing. The world is hearing that it is Israel who is doing all this bullshit. We've got like the University of New Mexico here in New Mexico and the New Mexico UNM and NMS, whatever, the one down south, are both supporting Palestine. That is where this world is absolutely insane and just going off the rockers. Welcome to the show tonight. And I see that I had more people in here before my show even started than I've ever had, which is really cool. Hello, Lorianne. How are you tonight?
Hey, happy Friday. Yeah, I love seeing the troop all coming in into the chat and coming in to the phone lines, kind of all ready to go, and I love it. Yeah. So happy Friday. I've had like a sinus headache all day. I think it's just weather changed. Like, we had, you know, rain, and then yesterday it got cleared up and everything, and the sun came out, and then now the rain rolled back in today, and so I think it's probably just those weather changes, pressure changes or something going on. So I've had like a little, like a dull headache as a result. My nose has been kind of stuffy, so but other than that, I'm doing okay.
Well, we had like yesterday it was about 83 degrees here. Today it was 66. and it's supposed to get down to 39 tonight, which is the coldest we've had. And then starting tomorrow, it's supposed to go back up into the 70s and head back up towards 80. And so we just had this one little day where it got actually just rather cool outside. And I know a lot of people like up, I remember up in, when I was living in Oregon, 66 was a nice temperature. Here it's rather cool. But at least the sun was shining.
Because
so.
It's dry versus humid, you know. You know, when that makes quite a difference. You know, here it's always humid, you know, more humid than it is down there in New Mexico. So it you know, it's 60 degrees there and 60 degrees here feels definitely different.
Yeah, we've got, right now we've got a caller that's in there that's raising his hand, and it's 406.
Yeah, I think
code.
That's Montana Joe's number, second number.
Yeah, he was in here, and I had him on the phone, and yep, it says Montana Joe. I'm bringing him in. Hello, Joe.
Who gives a shit about the weather? Last time you guys talked and you ended the show was about the weather. You're opening up this show, it's about the weather. Jesus, H. Jesus.
Well, actually, I started out the show talking about Hamas and
about
and
Palestine, and yeah, I know. I heard that. But then Lorianne came on, and it's about the weather again. Oh, my God.
Well, he asked how I was doing, and so that led to that. But, yeah, I'm sure we will get back to what's going on in Israel and today,
yeah.
The, you know, day of protests everywhere, you know, country after country after country, pro-Israel protests everywhere, including New York City. And Jumana sent me a link to some of the protests going on in Jordan, Belgium, all over the place. I mean, just, you know, thousands upon thousands upon thousands. It's crazy.
I've been waiting for the Arab community around here to rise up, but since it is a large Arab community, they would only be hurting themselves if they started any kind of real riots or anything like that. So, but they've been real calm around here.
Yeah, it kind of surprised me. Kind of surprised me they were calm around here too. Right across the street from where I live, they've got an Islamic center, and we were all thinking, oh, okay, this is going to be interesting, and nothing happened. Nobody even showed up over there, which kind of surprised me.
Oh, good. Let's just keep crossing our fingers about that, because today is Jihadist 13th day. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I brought I've got Joe in there and Mike.
Hey.
How are you?
Hi, guys and gal.
You know, I want Joe to show up, and I want Sally to show up. Sally may or may not show up, but
Sally's in the chat room.
Sally's in the chat room? Oh, okay. I want them. Well, I don't know if they want to call in or not, but yeah, it would be nice if they called in so I can unleash the surprise that they've been waiting for.
And I'm on the line.
And I did.
There's Joe.
And guys, in Lori's thing, I put a clip from Tucker Carlson tonight when he was at Fox talking about this whole situation, and the prediction he made in that clip. Laurie Ann, I put it in your Facebook Messenger, this clip I found about from Glenn Beck about he was predicting what's happening now, you know, with this, and what's possibly going to be happening in the future with this.
Well, for the sake of time, and because I did induce these people to show up tonight. And who knows, they may have, Sally may have something else to do. Joe probably will stick around. Laurie Ann stuck here, and I will stick around for a little while.
I'm stuck here. I have no choice. I'm being held by force.
I know, you're hostage, dude. You know that? So, Bob, do you want to explain the surprise, or should I?
Well, I'll let you do it, because I've been pretty busy today, and I didn't get in here to even do my studio until just about 40 minutes ago. So I was going to write something all up and have it, but I'll let you do that if you'd like.
Okay. Here's a surprise, ladies and gentlemen, which I like, as I said, I hope you like, I think you'll like it, is that I had approached Bob about expanding his particular network, sort of my kind of gratitude to him for letting me become a part of the network. And I'm thinking that you guys, Sally, Joe, Laurie Ann, all of you guys are paying good money to have your shows. What if you joined Bob's network at a reduced price? That means there would be a little community of you guys, all of you know each other, but instead of being just plain individuals, you can be individuals, retain your sovereignty, but do so as part of the part of this particular network at a reduced price of what you're paying now to Blog Talk Radio. And one of the other benefits of having a unified type of network like this, everybody here knows each other. Supposing now Blog Talk Radio still has more malfunctions in the future, what would be more effective as an email to them, to their customer service, their IT department, would it be from 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 individuals, or would it be as a group? I think as a group would have a little bit more clout, but you never know, Block Talk Radio. But the major thing is that if everybody is a part of a particular network, I can guarantee the way that Bob has treated me while I've been part of the network, there is no interference. You will retain your sovereignty, your identity. You will choose the shows and the guests as you have been. There will be no change. It will be as though same apartment number, same apartment building, but now everybody is in the same apartment complex as opposed to being in different apartment complexes. So the kind of prices that would be reduced is based upon your negotiation with Bob in private. So those of you who have $70 plans, $40 plans, you maintain your sovereignty, your identity, and your shows without any interference. Bob doesn't micromanage at all. And I think at a reduced price, you become a unified network. If somebody has an idea, they'd be more willing to share the idea with the group. I don't want to call it a family because that's become a cliche, but it become a group, a small community from which other people can join and grow and feel to be part of something which is useful. So, Joe, Lorianne, and Sally, what do you guys think on a preliminary basis?
I like the idea because I can always still keep my platform, you know. I mean, it doesn't have to go anywhere, you know.
No, you really wouldn't
have
to.
I mean, I just want some shows on it, you know.
Well, what I was thinking was that
Robert's platform, right?
Yeah. But what I was thinking was I was paying $39 a month, and even, you know, if we can get enough people in, I could go to the next level up and go to maybe having 3-hour shows with the fourth hour and maybe only –
Somebody's
have to,
breathing hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe each one of us would have to pay maybe $15 at the most.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with that.
But why would you want to maintain two different platforms and pay for two different platforms?
I'm not going to dissolve my platform. I have, you know, it's called Gibson Media, Restoring the Republic. I mean, I'm all over the internet with that name, you know.
You can maintain it. Only thing you would have to have is just the Conservative Nation Media as, you know, whatever.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I'll merge with Bob. Yeah.
I mean, if you don't mind spending the extra money, I was thinking of this to save people money. Yeah, I mean, it's certainly up to you. Did I interrupt you, Bob?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I did. Good. So, Lorianne, what do you think?
I'm going to let Bob complete his thought. You know, he wanted to say something and what he was thinking, so I want to let him speak before I chime in.
Well, you know, essentially I was thinking, you know, if I could get like three or four people to join in and maybe pay $10 a month instead of like $39, then I could pay the whole thing and – you know, the money would help us get more of a voice, essentially, because we'd have a...
Yeah, how does that work, guys, with that rating thing? Because I never really looked into that. But, you know, what's the difference between one show from the other, the $39 and the other cost?
Well,
can I interrupt for a second, just for a second, guys?
Okay.
Because I just wanted, because Sally's been waiting. Who knows how long she's going to stay? So, Sally, what do you think of it? You're in the chat. I can't see it. So
he's on the phone too.
What do you think?
I'm on the phone here too. I'm listening. I was just waiting for my turn. And no, I'm a very patient person. I wait all the time. I don't have a problem waiting in line.
Oh, see, now, you know what that is, folks? That's a dig on me because I'm always teasing her about how she makes me wait. That's a dig on me. Oh, I'm a very patient person. Thank you very much.
I told you I was going to call in and listen, and I'm doing that. And so, I mean, I was listening just through the chat to begin with, and I said, okay, I'll call in. it sounds like a good idea. I might, but I'm kind of like with Joe. I would probably keep the blog talk for a little while until I was ready to totally merge over to one thing or whatever, you know, kind of stuff. So I thought, and I think we could build a stronger network, if you will, the voice of us, the patriots trying to save this nation and restore the republic kind of stuff, to band together that way. So I like the idea in general. So I would, you know, I would definitely check into it and see what happens next kind of thing. So,
right,
yeah.
Because, again, it's always up to all of you individually to talk to Bob about it. But I thought that the idea would be good. I didn't know that you guys would want to maintain the same platform. You won't be giving up anything. You maintain the same name. You can call it the American Statesman, but under the, you know, the banner of the Conservative Nation Media. Same thing with you, Joe. You maintain Restoring the Republic, but it's under the banner of the Conservative Nation Media. And then as you talk to people and you get more guests on your show, they will know that you're part of a group as opposed to being an individual talk show host.
Well, what?
Oh, no, I understand.
You know, okay. So that's it. That's enough for me. I'm sorry to interrupt, Joe, but Sally, I don't know how long she would be. You know, she's so patient. You know how she is.
I am a very, very patient person.
I think it's a smart idea. I think it's a smart idea to band together anyway because they're attacking conservatives, and who knows? You see, you know, if somebody complains about us, we get axed. You know, they can single us out one show. They ain't going to kick us all off, you know?
Mhm. Yeah, that have a union to reckon with. So, you know, unified we stand, divided we fall. So that's why one of the reasons why I came to Bob about this. And like I said, from personal experience, he doesn't micromanage. You maintain your sovereignty, your identity, your name of your show. You can, you know, bring it up anytime you want, shut it down anytime you want. Go from Mondays through Fridays, Tuesdays through Wednesdays, doesn't matter, twice a day, same as before, except now you're under this particular banner, you save money, he can afford to pay for everybody's being together, plus you don't know about his promotions. He will promote your show, and he does that all the time. He promotes, you know, people who are in the network.
Yeah.
You know, it's like with my daily updates that I've been doing. On the one that I did yesterday, I usually push everybody's show on that one anyway, because at the end I tell them to go ahead and listen to Conservative Nation Media, whereas tomorrow night we have Black by Color Only, and we have our Uncle Bing Fisher with American by Design coming back, and he hasn't told us when yet, but then I also announce Sally's show and Lori Ann's show and Ron's show and I get them all in there, so it's and Donnie C's, and so it's something that I'm already starting to do through my updates, and I can we can, you know, like Lori Ann has her little advertisement that I do in the, at the beginning of the show, you know, and I can maybe make you guys one, or you can send me an MP3 of yours and I can put it in, you know, and we can advertise, and the chat room or the studio actually is all there for everybody. I mean, you know, if you come in as a host, the studio is already there. You could put in your stuff and all the ads that have been made for Conservative Nation Media are there, including the ones that I made up, and so it's, you know, everything's already set up and ready to go. It's just, you know, and I thought that Joe's idea about this was really good, because it would actually save us all money, and then if we have somebody else like Brother Warren come along and say something, we've got a whole network we can go after him with.
Yeah. And talking about the promotions, imagine this, guys. At the end of all of your shows, you have a promo which Bob has made up at the very end of your show promoting everybody else in the network. So you would promote their show. Their show would promote your show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm all for it. I mean, I don't have a problem with it.
You know, I do things a lot different. I do things a lot different than Duke Brooks and Michael Smith did when they first started this, because they made us toe the line on what we did. You know, we could talk for our two-hour show, but every 15 minutes we had to take a break. And, you know, to me that was just way darn too much. And if And if I have the time to do it, I'll do one every 30 minutes and then one at the top of the hour. But nine times out of ten, that don't happen. So, and it really don't bother me any.
And if you get, Bob, if you get sponsorships as a result of being the head of a group, then everybody benefits. Because you can reduce your cost and maybe, you know, and pass on the savings to these patient people.
Well, that's where Conservative Nation Media was at one point in time, because we had, I think we had a show on every night of the week, and then when there were two nights where we actually had two shows, and we were right to the point where we were almost breaking even, getting ready to, we're starting to talk about giving dividends to the hosts, and everything just kind of fell apart from there. But and I'm the one who kept the thing together, so, and now I'm trying to build it back up again. And I think this would actually be a really good idea, because right now, you know, with me, I'd like to go to like a 3-hour show and pay the way that Lorianne was, but I just don't have the money for it.
Yeah.
And it so that's really kept me from doing that. And then for a long time, I had Blog Talk Radio giving me a deal where I was actually getting my monthly service for $27, and that's gone back up to $39. So that's kind of hurt a little bit, because I being retired, I don't have that much money coming in. So Joe's idea really appealed to me.
Yeah. And how many listeners does it usually take before you start getting sponsorship and the royalties on it? Does anybody know about that? I never checked into that, actually.
That's just an individual effort from what I know, Joe. I don't think you really need to have too many. Oh, I'll tell you one thing that you would be interested in, Joe. Sally, I hope I'm not taking up too much of your – did you want to say anything briefly before? I'm sorry to interrupt, but I'll come after you.
You can continue on. I'm okay. I'm here. I'm listening.
Okay. Is that you know, I came across this by accident. The number of downloads that I read in an article that makes money is something like either 10,000 a month. Joe, I heard you say one time you get 20,000 downloads a month. You should look into how your downloads can make you money. And to answer your question more pointedly, as long as it's marketing, you have to go after the sponsors you want and let them know about your show. Probably give them a sample MP3 and see what they say.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it takes elbows. But once you get it.
Like for instance, Joe, let me interrupt you. For instance,
sure.
Robert, are you on Amazon right now?
Right at the moment, no, but I do have an Amazon account, yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm just saying, because Amazon, once I can submit, then if I come over to your show, I'll submit the show to Amazon, because I'm on Amazon Audible. So.
Oh, well, that I'm not.
The podcast on here. Yeah.
That's a good idea. I mean, for those who don't have Spotify and Apple and Amazon, if one person submits it as a network, I'm hoping, I don't know about this, but I'm hoping that if Amazon or other major outlets take that, then they'll distribute all of your shows.
Whoever's in charge of the RSS feed will be the person that they'll contact. But it could still go on my account, though. But like I said, whoever's in charge of the RSS feed, they'll get the content. Like say Amazon pays them. It won't pay me. It'll pay the person who's in charge of it. Like, so that'll be Robert.
Okay. And as you thought about, he was thinking about about passing dividends, you know, on to the host. So the more people who you know, either join up or pay, and the better the promotion and the better the sponsorships, the lesser the amount that you guys will pay into an, what you're paying already. Why pay $70 a month when you can pay $30, $25 or whatever it is that you negotiate with Bob for?
If you got syndicated, if the network got syndicated, you can make $500 a piece on as a podcaster a week.
Yeah, awesome.
$500 a week.
A week? Ooh, nice.
Each show.
Really? I think I'm going to open up my show with you again.
Well, you know, on my updates, I've been advertising for you too. So, but one of the things that I can remember when I first got with Blog Talk with Conservative Nation Media, we had shows. There was one called Inside Tennessee, and he actually went out himself and got advertisements all over the place from Tennessee, and his shows would pretty much specify advertisement from Tennessee, and he had a lot of listeners from Tennessee. With me in New Mexico, mine, the ones that I've gotten have been from here in Albuquerque and in New Mexico. You know, it's like with Lori Ann, hers are up in Oregon, and I think Duke Brooks was down in Texas at the time. No, he's still in Delaware, but he was all of his advertisements that he was bringing in was from Delaware. So we had advertisement from all over the nation, and it was actually kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and let's say as a thought, if let's say Joe goes out and gets a really nice endorsement, and the sponsor pays him, let's say, $2,000 a month, right? So he pays him, and then Joe can, can afford to advertise everybody else's show on his show even more than just the promo that Bob does, and show everybody else how they can go out and get the advertisers. It'll be people working together.
Oh, yeah, it'll work. If we get all the shows together, I could see that it would eventually, after it would take probably about 6 months, and you'd start getting a lot of, like you said, it hits on the amount of downloads, and then it's the advertising, and it's what platform you're on, Amazon, Spotify, so.
And think about how much easier it should be, theoretically at least, to get more guests to come to your show when you're part of a consolidation, part of a union, part of a group, as opposed to just being one person.
And being a bigger thing like that, you could actually get some of the big names in there, like, Jim Jordan. If I went over to him and asked him to come on my show, he'd say, "Who the heck are you? You're
right.
A nobody. I don't hear you." But if we get ourselves this big network, that might be a different thing.
Yeah. And I reserve the right to grill whatever potential candidate you have on your shows. Okay.
Well, I'm in the process now of trying to get Yvette Harrell on here, so I almost got to talk to her the other day because I went to my church on Sunday to do cameras, and it turned out that she was at the main campus talking over there. So if I'd have been over there, I could have talked to her and just let her know what was going on. But I was nowhere near where she was, so.
So can you imagine being a part of a network that's growing and say that you're actually part of a network as opposed to just being on a vanity platform?
Yeah.
I think it works well for everybody. I think it's a win-win situation. And again, like I said, I personally know that Bob doesn't interfere with me. You haven't heard me on the internet in a long time. He doesn't call me up and say, "Hey, where have you been?"
And the last show that you had scheduled, you didn't show up.
That's me. Well, I've always got problems with my app. That's why I had to call in with my other phone number now. Lori sent me a text today. I didn't even get it. I got the notification that she sent me the text.
What happened to your show earlier? What happened to the show earlier now?
BTR. That fucking piece of shit platform. Fucked with her show. She had
unreal.
Said this for half an hour later.
I remember.
Jesus Christ.
I'm telling other people to call in and everything. And every time I do that, I get burned. I'm losing my supporters, man. I'm telling you. I'm just swearing at me. Man, it's the second time, Joe, you did this to me. Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you. You know, but you can't blame me. It's BTR. So,
well,
you know,
the other
again,
thing that,
that
the other thing that would actually help, too, is like I think last week I was not able to get in to my show at the right time. And, of course, Lorianne was there for me. And if we have this big network, we could probably actually contact the other shows and say, you know, I can't make it to my show tonight. Could you take over for me? And, of course, you know, we'd do it. And, and there's and you'd have the common number to go into you, so you wouldn't have to say, okay, what's the number to get into your show, all this stuff, because the number's the same.
Yeah. So whoever's not busy, because that's how Lorianne became the co-host, was the fact that Bob had problems with the, you know, with his hard drive, and Lorianne, you know, helped him out. And then became the permanent co-host.
Yeah, I had to replace my hard drive on my computer, and then I had to figure out how to get everything that I had back again, which thankfully I had it on the internet, so I was able to get everything back again. But I've also got a thing on I've also got a thing that's on Dropbox that has most of our stuff on it. So if it came down to it that, you know, you I could give you the, you know, if you joined in, then I could give you the, well, I'd have to figure out how I get into it anyway, because it's always on my computer, but figure out how to get into it and then let you guys know, and that way we can keep the studio essentially empty until your show comes, and then you can just go into Dropbox and add the stuff in that you need and your stuff, and you're ready for your show. And that's the only thing that we did when Conservative Nation Media got going, is we used the Dropbox to drop all of our stuff in, and then bring, I had a folder on my computer for my stuff, and I'd just drop everything in and download it, and then when I was through, I'd remove it all so that the studio was empty for the next person. I'm not really doing that anymore. It's just staying the way it is, because we
That sounds like a good idea. We got the logistics of it. Everybody's pretty much on board, I think, so we don't have to beat it to death here. So, you know, we know how it runs. We've been doing it a long time.
Yeah.
So, is everybody down with it? I'm with it. I don't care. Just tell me where I got to send the money to, and then let's get it going.
Okay. Yeah, just...
Well, Robert and I talked about it on Facebook a little bit. You know, we had a chat about this, and for me, I'm going to stay where I'm at. I started out on Freedomizer Radio, and so I'm very familiar with the downsides of everybody, you know, falling under one account. And there's reasons why I went independent and got my own account, and it was a painstaking effort to recreate my shows after when I went independent with my own account, because, you know, when everything is under the same account, then it's one RSS feed, and so that makes it very difficult to transfer your episodes, you know, transfer the episodes into your own account. So I had to recreate them and download all of the audio, re-upload them into my account. I used the Wayback Machine.
Gloria, can I ask you a question?
Why? And, like, it was a headache.
Can I ask you a question, Gloria?
I'm going to stay where I'm at. Yeah, go ahead.
Can I ask you a question about that? Why did you have to do that, though? Why did you have to why did you take your, like, the RSS feed? Why did you have to take it and then the art from the show and, like, take it and put it over into your account? Why did you have to do that?
because it wasn't my account. It was the main host's account, you know. So, you know, everything was under him.
I got what you're saying. Yeah. No, I got what you're saying on that, but I'm just saying your show has a separate link, though, an RSS feed. I don't understand why you'd have to take it from, like, Freedomizer's account and then put it over to – where were you taking it? Like, what were you doing with it? Putting it where?
Putting it under my own account. I didn't have my own Lucid Libertarian account originally because my show started under the Freedomizer Radio banner. And – so when I got my own account, so when it was under Freedomizer Radio, you know, he has multiple shows. Mine was one of them. It's all the same RSS feed. There, you know, every show does not have its own RSS feed, you know, when it's under one banner.
I know, but that's not what we're saying here, because that's not how it would work. If your show, if you're Lucid Libertarian, right, and say I'm Restoring the Republic, my RSS feed is going to be different than yours. It's not going to be the same, because it's going to be a totally different link. If you like, if you click on that little box that says RSS feed, you look at all those little tiny little numbers, that full page, they'll all be different. You know, it's not the same. And then your URL will be different, too.
You
see what I'm saying?
Well, the URL for each individual episode is always different. But when only have one account, you have a main account, one main account that everybody sets their shows up under, then that RSS feed, you know, you're not the owner of that RSS feed. You know, Robert would be the owner of the RSS feed.
I never really considered myself.
Why don't
you get into an agreement with whomever, with whatever network owner, and just say, and just at the end of every show, just download your own individual show so that you can keep it on your computer, and and upload it to whatever. If you leave the network, you can always upload the shows using a batch software to whatever
Joe, what I was saying was it's up to her, like I said, but I'm just saying that everybody's going to use their resources to like, if Lorianne's got certain ways where she promotes the show, then we're going to go with her on certain ways. And I have certain ways I'm going to promote everybody's show. Like, I'm going to put you all on Amazon, you know, and Google Podcast and Spotify, you know, and then Robert's got his platform. You know what I mean? That's how it was going to work. I mean, So everybody's RSS feed is going to be different. Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, if you work like that, I would imagine so. I'm not a podcast expert at all. I've only, The thing is that if everybody has their own different what I assume Lorianne's talking about is that as an individual owner of your own individual show, you have your own RSS feeds. Am I correct?
Mm.
Oh, no.
As far as I know, yeah.
You're correct. So my RSS feed is mine and mine alone. I own it. I submit it to the different streaming platforms myself, all of that stuff. And so it's separate and independent than anybody else's account.
Now,
be able to do that, though, right?
I'm trying to find out the mechanics. Yeah. Let's say somebody joins, and now the RSS feed belongs to Bob, but the one who joins wants to make sure that their RSS feed still belongs to them. Why can't they download the show every night?
No, how could it?
How could
it belong to Bob? I don't make no sense. How could it? It's a different title to the show.
I don't know. The Freedomizer Network? I think you might have screwed over,
Lorianne. I think that's what it was.
The owner of Miser Radio was screwing over his host, you know?
Yeah.
And that's why I left.
Yeah.
You know,
I think that's what happened.
I was being charged the same as the Silver Plan. And, you know, so he charged, but yet he had all of these hosts, so and then he has sponsors and stuff, so he was getting the revenue.
Yeah, he was sticking
from all of those listens and everything else, and yet the hosts were, like me, were paying $40 a month, and then so it was ripping us off. And then he has a website, and three of us hosts that started about the same time, one of the part of the agreement with him was that our shows would be reflected on his, Freedomizer website. Okay. And he never added our shows to it.
Wow.
And, so after 6 months, we still did not, that's part of what we were paying the $40 for, was for, to be reflected on the website for his network. And that wasn't happening either. So, it was a ripoff. It was a ripoff.
Yeah,
I may as well just go and pay my own $40 on my own account.
Then do your own thing.
Exactly.
No, I see your point. Yeah. Yeah. And I would be, that would piss me off too. But, I don't think I don't think Robert's that type of guy either.
But in order to protect, I understand where Lori's coming from too, because in order to protect herself in case something happens, she wants to make sure, just like any other potential joiner would want to know, what about my property? What about my shows? What about my RSS feed? Does that belong to me if I come in and then leave? So that's something which people do have to look into.
Sure.
Well, one of the things that we do right now is, like with Black by Color Only, when he does his stuff, he uploads his own stuff. I mean, he's got his own theme song and everything that he uses for his show. And when he gets through with it, he pretty much, if he wants to, he leaves it in the studio, or he takes it and deletes it, and then the next week he comes back in and adds in his stuff. But one of the other things that we have on our account is Player FM is a site that has every show that Conservative Nation Media has ever done, and it goes all the way back to almost the beginning. I had problems with them one time and deleted a bunch of them before I found out what was going on. But every show is there, and if you wanted to, you could go to Player FM, and if you were on part of the network, your shows would be there. And they would be listed as your show. It's like Black by Color Only. His show is listed as Black by Color Only on CNN Radio.
Let me give a suggestion then, so we don't have to, go round and round here. If people don't feel comfortable, then just do it like a probationary period where you don't have to pay nothing. Try it out for 30 days. If you don't like it, then bam, no hard feelings,
Mm-hmm.
Well, however the negotiation would be. Thing is that I think people would really be concerned about what happens to my shows if I leave the network, and that is a concern. So people would have to realize, well, one of the, it takes 8 minutes to download a show, 8 minutes to upload a show. So in order to protect your own shows and your own identity, in case of separation, you just do that every day, 8 minutes.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that. But, yeah, I just think try it out, feel comfortable. Yeah, that's all. You don't want
to
do it.
Anyway,
then, hey.
That's what I wanted to introduce that to people. And Sally, you have been so patient. You haven't said a word.
Hey, you learn more by listening. There are times when you truly learn more by listening. And this is all interesting. I like the idea. I want to look into it further. I definitely think it could be something good. So I'm... right now, I would like to look into it further. Try it out for 6 months or something, and if it's working, then I would maybe possibly totally shut down the other one and go to one. I mean, there's different ways to look at it, so
sure.
I'm definitely receptive to the idea. But some of these other questions that are coming up are good. It's like, so when negotiating the deal, keep those kind of things in mind, who owns the show itself kind of thing, and of course, download it. Just take ownership of it as you do it.
Yeah. So it's good that Lori Ann to bring up something like that. And people, people should.
It's not to, throw a wedge in everything. I mean, it's not that. It's just, because I originally started, under that kind of umbrella, a Freedomizer, I have experience when it comes to, multiple hosts and sharing the same space. There's some practicalities that need to be, the devil's in the details, right? Coming up with the audio clips and the name, a naming structure so that, everybody can identify whose clips are whose promos are whose, that kind of a thing. So, like a file naming structure, so that each individual host stuff a bit easier in the audio clips and that sort of thing. And then, but like I said, it's just because of my experience, past experience being under one umbrella, somebody else's umbrella. There's benefits to it for sure, a benefit for having, a group of people and a group of hosts under the same umbrella. You get more listens, your statistics go up. Affordability, like Robert was saying, get enough hosts together and can bump it up to the gold plan with the 3-hour show, and it has advantages there like the direct connect and more content hours and more, it increases the number of callers you can have on, so there are benefits, but there are also some practical things that come into play as well, like the RSS feed naming structure. It's easy. We can go to Blog Talk and go, okay, my individual show RSS feed and send it over to Robert's show. That's easy because everything is in one place. Say, hey, Blog Talk, can you transfer all my shows over to Conservative Nation Radio over to this account? And they'd easily be able to do that because it's just, okay, we'll send that RSS feed over and everything gets transferred. But it isn't so easy to do in the opposite way, in the reverse direction. It's hard to, easily transfer your shows if you decide to leave, Conservative Nation Media and do your own account again, then that's where it becomes a lot more complicated to try to do it. And when I left Freedomizer, after downloading all of my episodes under the Freedomizer umbrella, then I deleted those episodes from his account. Because when people Google search, you don't want to show up in two places, right? You want to direct people, I wanted to direct people to my account, not Freedomizer. And so that's why I deleted those shows. I didn't want them to exist in two different places. If that makes sense. So yeah. Then my other thing is I just paid for my silver plan. I paid for the whole year. So, I'm already paid up for the whole year. Because I got 30% off for 6 months. And then when you pay in full for a full year, you get essentially 2 months free. And so the effective cost then for me is something like less than $24 a month it equated to. And so since I'm paid up now, for the full year, that puts a wedge in things as well.
A couple of years ago, I did a show. I don't know if anybody's here listening right now that remembers that I did a show. Hello? I did a show on another platform, and I don't know if anybody's here, like I said, listening before I got interrupted there. Remembers that. I did a show on another platform. I used to have two platforms. I did one on mine, and then I was a guest host on another platform where I did my show. And I used to do it one night a week over on another platform. And there was exactly what they're talking about here, and there was no problems at all with the information or how it were search engines. And when we merged the shows like that and we had different hosts on one platform, we were looking at sometimes 150,000 downloads so a night. Yeah, so it was pretty big. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it was pretty big.
But to Laurie's point though, I remember way back when I found BTR way back in 2007-2008, right? And at that point, Obama was coming into office and he was doing all that stuff about you didn't build that, you know, and all that stuff. And on BTR, after he said that, on BTR they had a network that was basically, and it doesn't exist anymore, but it was, the call letters was WBTN. We built that network, right? And it was a whole bunch of different guys and gals that ended up on that network. Now, it doesn't exist anymore. I can't find it, but, and apparently it's the same problems like Lori's talking about. At some point, they got to the point where they wanted their own show back, and they just couldn't agree on what to do, so they broke the network up. But that happens, you know. That happened at the point at which they, you know, began that network. Everything was copacetic. They were fine with it, right? So, you know, and it sounds like Laurie would, you know, she does her show, but Laurie, correct me if I'm wrong, you wouldn't mind keeping it the way it is, where you're basically the co-host for Robert, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm fine being co-host. I mean, you know, but, you know, I'm all good with it, you know. I like being a co-host. I've been a co-host for other shows, you know. So, you know, I'm happy being co-host. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. So, you know, that is what that is, man.
Well, there are pros and cons, so everybody can negotiate their own deals. I wasn't even thinking of the RSS feeds, you know, because I'm a sporadic talk show host. I don't like to be a regular talk show host. I haven't been. You know,
we can only grow from it. That's what I say. We can only grow from it.
Yeah. Well, that sounds.
They're open to negotiations, and you put in, you know, you make a deal. You make a deal which is a win-win for both parties. You know, and you put it in writing, and you do it that way. You either come on board or you don't.
Ooh.
And, you know, like I say, with me, my experience has been good, but I haven't had the problems that Laurianne has had or the network that the other call is talking about. So these are things that have to be taken into consideration.
There was a network that I was asked to join one time, and I can't remember what the name of it was because I never joined them. They wanted me to add all of my stuff onto their platform, and then that way it could be used by me, and I could just download it from their platform onto into the studio when I did my show. And I don't do that. All of the stuff that pertains to my show and all of the ads that I have made that are only for New Mexico come out of the chat room every time I do it, because nobody else can use them unless there's another person in New Mexico that has a show. So I'm the only one who could use those. And every time I finish, I usually take them right out of the chat room or out of the studio and just delete them, because I've got them on my computer. They're in a folder that I keep, and they're mine. If I leave to go to another network, which is not likely, but if I leave to go to another network, those go with me. They're mine. And it's like...
You can have mine. Take them. I don't care. Yes, who cares?
Like with Vincent, with his show, Black by Color Only, everything that he uses for his show, that's his. But if he leaves, it all goes with him. It's not mine. It doesn't belong to me. It belongs to him. And I may be weird doing it that way, but I think that's the best way to do it. I mean, if you've got your property that's yours and you use it on your show, it's your property. It's not mine because it's
not allowed to own property in America.
Yeah.
You're a slave.
The thing is, from what I'm hearing, is that it just has to be done in a way that people can trust each other. So you put it in writing, and you know, and that's it. So,
it's all about trust.
Yeah, well, it's about trust and making sure that nobody changes their mind. And
how the heck are we
going to
fight a war together, man? How are we going to fight a war together? Hey,
I think we have somebody who wishes to chime in. Ron Reck, are you with us?
He should be there. He's on the phone.
Yes, I'm calling about the apartment. Is it pet friendly? And do you take food stamps? And the weather in the Ozark Mountain Country is 58 degrees. Barometric pressure is 26%. And humidity is 80.
Mexicans only.
Yeah.
Oh, but well, no, but they have shown up. Hey, everybody, how's everybody doing
Ron,
tonight?
Well, Ron, I'm a pet, so I guess it is pet friendly.
Ah, there we go. All right. Yeah. Well, I have 5 dogs and 20 cats. You know, I'm a widower, and you know, I have no friends but my animals. So we'll be.
Well,
he does.
Nancy Pelosi now, right, Ron?
Well, I'll be over her house. Is it close to her place? The ice cream is delicious. I just love it, Nancy. She looks like a nut. She should be in some ice cream.
That's like these HOAs across America, the homeowners associations. Oh, I can't stand those people. Oh, I will
love
never
those
move.
People. Oh, my God, HOAs, they are the fucking best ever. There's a better than an HOA. Them little mini Stalins, love them. You can't beat it. I mean, it's HOA is a prison inside of a prison in dictators, yeah. Don't put that little American flag in that fucking flower pot. And you're going to jail for full control and throw you on the street with the rest of the migrants. Yes, there you go. Lovely, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh,
HOA is good.
Who invented that? Who invented that? I'd like to know who invented the HOA.
They were more retarded than me. They were more retarded than me. That's like. Yeah, perfect little scam, isn't it? It's horrible. The HOAs are absolutely horrible people. And they torment people. They do. They'll torment somebody. They don't like you, man. They'll torment and say,
you
bought the property. Right. I had a buddy of mine who lived in HOA, but he was not under contract with the HOA when he bought the property. There was no HOA involved. He was never signed up with these people, right? They took him to court. They tried to fight him in court, and they couldn't deal with this guy. You know, anyway, so he calls me up and goes, hey, you got any junk cars around your shop that don't look worth the shit, motors, transmissions, anything like around your shop? Yeah. He goes, I'll buy every bit you got, bring delivery shit, and drop it in my front yard, man. I said, okay, why? He goes, they can't do shit to me. F them, you know? I said, okay, man, just on. We'll do it. So we did. We took a whole bunch of junk in the yard. It's crazy.
Yeah, they do that with landscaping
companies. He wasn't under contract with them. You know, so there's nothing they can do. But the thing is, people sign contracts with these retards. They promise them the sunshine in the world and tell them I'm putting the right draft. That's those HOAs do every time. You know, you don't pay your fees. You're blah, 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 blah.
Well,
you know?
Yeah.
Why should
you can't hire certain people?
Right, yeah. You can't park your car in the road. You can't have a certain car in your driveway. You know what I'm saying? You can't sit sideways on your toilet either. That's against the rule. So, you know, that's how they live. You live like that, you know? I mean, that's beyond communism bullshit. And you pay how much money for the home? You know, it kills me. I paid $300,000. I can find a place out of the woods. 1 acre is good enough for me. Why do I need this little cube amidst 20 people next to me? No. I mean, we can reach your arms out, straight out, both side to side, and touch your neighbor's house. You know you're too damn close.
They had that. They had that when I was doing my landscape. And this guy moved into a neighborhood like that, and he wanted to bring me over, and they all complained. They said, he can't work in here. We got our own company that comes in here. I said, get the hell out of here, man. You know, he was mad, and, well, you know, we had to drop a little gasoline here in some of the lawns, you know, in the middle of the night.
Yeah. it's like dumping some diesel fuel on asphalt.
Hey, son of bitches. That's not free. That's not freedom. That's not free enterprise right there. It's not,
No, but the whole thing, the system is worked by consent. Whatever you consent to let them do to you, that's why it happens to you. That happens in courts all the time. People don't understand that either, man. It's crazy. But that's what happens. That's how they work it. You know, you give them the okay to, you know, the word, I don't want to use much, but I mean, so this show's a lot cleaner than mine, because, you know, obviously the word don't care, but it's, I try to be halfway decent about it. But, you know, yeah, it's an F-U deal. That's what it is. And the point is, you're getting more than one way, though. One, you're being controlled by these people, and also you're giving them money. And you signed up to do it. So now you're obligated to it. You know, so that's, you know, people, it's stupidity at its finest. I hate to say it, people, because they seem like they're really upright. They might be educated in one thing, but common knowledge they have, but they keep all these places up. You know, this is controlled living. This would be the style that would happen. You remember what they did to the Japanese in this country back in the war? Remember that, you know, World War II?
Yeah.
World War II. Yeah, so, you know, that's kind of the same similarity to that, isn't it? It's a controlled environment.
Bad.
And you ain't protected from shit. Trust me. Somebody wants to know
that.
No,
I know. That's another thing. Yeah. You're not protected for nothing.
Right. Mm-hmm. No, that's right. Yeah. So, you know, that's the funny part about that. But people, oh, my God, I live in a, you know, high community, and it's gated. Well, you mentally feel secure. You should be mentally secure and fine and dandy, you know. But you're not. You're bullshit yourself, really. And then the fees, all these fees, plus you're paying property tax on top of that. You know, I mean, what is the average? HOAs charge you, what, $2,000-$3,000 a year just to be there? I mean, give them money for what? Tell you how to live? I'm paying you money to babysit me. Ain't that something? Shit.
You got the next door. You ever hear those next door apps where they got the next door thing, communities where they, you know, and basically it's a community and they all get to know your neighbors and everything. Basically all it is is a snitch brigade, you know.
I had
a guy come down and pull in my driveway. I had to call the cops. Mm-hmm. What? He pulled in your driveway. That's all he did. You called the cops for that?
Yeah. You know? You know, remember the song Paranoia Self-Destroyer? Remember that? Paranoia Self-Destroyer. Yeah, there you go, man. It's funny. I think, we got to sit back and laugh at it because it's so stupid. I mean, today I had an incident happen. I went to the local parks, or O'Reilly's. I hate remote and assholes. Anyway, you know. But anyway, I'm back in my car okay? And this little punk decides to whip in behind me and take my parking spot. When he sees me backing into this hole, man, you know what I'm saying? And he comes at me, I'm so sorry, sir. And I looked at him and said, I know you are. What else can I say to him, man? I know you are. You're sorry. You are very sorry. And I don't think he caught it. I really don't think he caught it. But he's really politic. I said, well, you know, I should have said, well, why did you do it, man? You seen me there, my vehicle. You're talking about a car worth, you know, $30,000, $40,000 compared to your $500 car. You think I want to hit you with this one, you know? Or do I want you to hit me with yours? Because God knows you probably don't have insurance, so it doesn't matter anyway. You know, so I'm screwed believe that, dude. That's just the way it works. You know, you might get a little jail time, but that ain't, so what? I pay for that, too.
My pincho.
Yeah, right. But, you know, but I'm saying, but he came up out there, and that's cool. I'm cool with that. You know what I mean? But why would you do that? What, you got to be first or something? And that pisses me off, especially people with tailgate. You know, I'm not seriously no old geezer. I don't drive fucking 10 miles an hour in a fucking 65. You know what I mean? I don't do that. I roll with the changes. You know what I'm saying? I'm a roller, you know? I have no fear to put that fucker to the metal. I have no problem with that. Don't care what I'm driving. Whether it's that car or I'm driving one of my diesel trucks. I don't care. I mean, 70 is cruising to me. You know what I'm saying? So anyway.
Call the cops.
Yeah, call the cops. And why is it the cops always show up after the shit's over? Ain't they supposed to serve and protect me? Why weren't they there when I was at the bar getting that bar fight when I smarted off to the guy's old lady? Why weren't they there to protect me then? They weren't. So, you know, there's another one, man. Yeah. And if you ever listen to a police scanner anymore, you're always going to hear, you have a call for service. You get that? We have a call for service, and that's exactly what it is. It's a call for service. Ain't that something? Yeah, people don't get it. They sure don't get it. It's sad, and it's going to get worse or gets any better. I like this, you know. I know you guys are talking about networks and, you know, like your shows and everything, wanting to go to one thing. I'm on two formats. You know, I mean, right now I could click the button to be have you. I could simulcast this show right with you. You know, but one, I don't have permission to do it. And I'm a straight up guy. Even though I'm crazy, as you all know me, I'm nuts, but I just, you know, When it comes to business, I'm very straightforward because I don't like to play around. I like to make money. You know what I mean? And I don't want a hassle to come with it. And when you're not straight with people, well, the hassle comes with it. You know, it even comes anyway, but, you know, not as bad. But, yeah, I'm, you know, networks, I don't know. I don't know what to do with my show. It just exists. That's all I can tell you. You know, I don't know if I want to be more further, but I just need the board. But, you know, I don't know. It sounds like a good plan, you know. But I don't know what you're trying to do. You're just trying to get a collective together and just run through one server, independently one server, or just one on to one single show.
Wobble up all the other shows.
Do what? Well, Blog Talk's a joke anyway. And, you know, I left Blog Talk like 3 years. They begged me back. They begged me. You know, and they made a sweet deal. I mean, I didn't want the big deal they wanted to give me. I didn't know. I don't want that. But they had cut the cost extremely down to next to nothing. You know, so that's no big. But the other formats, I do pay on those too. But, you know, I don't care. I'm just trying to, you know, help educate people, help people out, let people speak, you know, freedom to speak.
Well, you know, Ron, that's what it is we just want to make a difference. And I think
right.
Everybody
exactly.
on these shows,
exactly.
you know,
that's what
make
it's all
a
about.
Difference.
Right. I mean, I try to educate people on the facts of what we live in. You know, that's the legal aspect of it, the political aspect, because that's what we don't get. We don't see the real side of this all, the reality of it. Like when I'm talking about consent and everything, what it is. Like when you get your driver's license and you sign it, you gave consent to the book called Rules of the Road. You gave consent to that contract. Just like a marriage license, that's a corporate merger contract, you know. I mean, they have different meanings of things. And that's why I like to show people. And I my whole thing is don't listen to me. I don't listen. Don't believe nothing I'm telling you. Look it up yourself. That's what you got to do. You got to figure this out for yourself. Because I did. I mean, I found things out by accident, too. It's kind of crazy. Like, there is a real God, you know. Wow, this is nuts. How did I find this shit out, man, you know? Like, my birth certificate is a funny part. You know, I found out it was made by American Banknote Company. What does a banknote company got to do with my birth certificate? That was crazy. And then I found out, you know, they make bonds and stamps. So let's go back to history. Let's go take a look at that. What did the U.S. do? After the 1929 Great Depression, well, they needed some collateral. Guess what? It was me and you. As well, now they say, well, your grandchildren's grandchildren's grandchildren are paying this debt forever because there's no getting out of this. Mm-hmm. And that's what they wanted. They wanted complete control, and that's what they did. We're, what, $33 trillion? Oh, that don't mean shit. Raising debt for nobody, what does it matter if we're never going to come out of it anyway? It doesn't matter. You know, that's what it is. They keep lying to the American people and tell them we need your money, blah, blah, blah. You know, I mean, like what was her name? That chick with ASPCA. What was her name? She's a singer. You know, anyway, you know. But for 75 cents a day, I could feed a dog, okay? Then the other commercial comes on, the guy's over in some South African country or somewhere in Africa or wherever, some other third world country, you know, and says, he tells me, for 50 cents a day, you can feed Buntu, you know, 3 square meals a day, educating, getting clothes, medical attention, all that stuff for 50 cents a day. So my question is, how is it a U.S. dog costs 75 cents a day, but a foreign kid only costs 50 cents a day? What am I missing here? You know what I mean? Sarah McLaughlin, that's who it was. ASPCA. So, you know, so give me money. The school system, too. You know, you pay heavy property tax on school systems. So then here we go. All right. Well, but they never have no money. You know, so when Johnny comes to school, he needs to have 40 boxes of crayons, 200 bales of Kleenexes, and enough fucking Elmer's glue to seal a ship. Okay. But that's the world we live in, man. You know, back when most of us were kids, that shit never existed. You know, schools, you had just about everything you needed, you know. But, wow, man. And they're still sucking millions of dollars out of it. Sucking it out of it. You know, they can't get up. And every time you turn around, they're raising a tax. When's the last time you ever see a lower tax? You know, anybody? Anybody got any clue of that? No, of course not, because they don't. How can you have a clue of something that don't exist? It's crazy.
No, I was just going to ask you, what the hell is that?
Yeah, exactly. What? Yeah, but we don't. We're blinded. We don't care. Most American people don't give a shit. They don't pay attention to none of this. Nothing. It goes on by, and they believe it's going to self heal. They believe that they can self heal, but it ain't going to happen. Not this round. It's already too far gone. You know, like people say, well, we're going to go bankrupt. No, we're already there. We're already there. We've been in bankruptcy for a long, long time. You know, and so. Yeah, there's no way out of this debt, period, you know, to the Bank of England. Central Bank of England, which we call the Fed Reserve. You know, the English own all of us, man. They own it all. You know, but, you know, then they say, well, China is. Nah, don't count books on that, you know. Just go back to the English, you know, like Paul Revere said, the English are coming, but they left. Huh, kind of strange, isn't it? Well, the English said, shit, we can get them another way. No problem, called money. But, you know, by trade, that's how they got us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, I'm done with all my shit, so there you guys go. But, anyway, I like to know about the department as soon as possible, okay? So let me know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, and also, you know, we got things like that going on. We got Ron's gonna at some point on his show, he's gonna do his thing about human farming again, right, Ron? And
I'm gonna do that around Christmas time when you're all, you know, fuzzy, warm feeling and looking at the pretty pictures of Walmart, people cuddly, snuggling up in the fuzzy wuzzies and, you know, life is wonderful, love is in the air, and, you know, Black Friday's here, and you can save 60% off everything we can fuck you out of at Walmart. You know, so anyway, there you go. Excuse me. I use that bad word again. Anyway, I'm invoking my First Amendment on that. So excuse me for those who feel offended. That would be at work. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
but yes, I will do that again. It's around Christmas. I'm going to do that. I'll let everybody know about it.
I don't know if you guys have seen the commercial, but I don't want to say the latest scam, but I'm going to say the latest scam out there is if you send, you know, it only takes because of, it's like, it has everything to do with Israel, and it's like, it only takes a dollar, all these old people in Israel need food, and it only takes a couple of dollars a month to feed an old woman in Israel, you know? And that's the latest scam going around, right? And yeah, one scam after the other. The woman you're thinking about that started with the ASPCA or whatever it was Sally Struthers, that was on All in the Family. You know, with the dog.
She was before her. Sally Struthers was way before that chick. Yeah, I think Sally was only asked for 50 cents, but Sarah McLachlan, she wanted 75 cents.
Yeah.
This year's going to be a dollar, okay? This year's going to go up to a dollar. But the kid over in the third world country will still be 50 cents. So. I mean, I don't want people to mistreat animals. Aren't people, you know, I'm not into that crazy shit, but, you know, matter of fact, my dog Oscar, I wouldn't rescue him from a starvation. People are starving his dog to death, no water, nothing. I wouldn't cut the paint off everything and dare him to come outside and say something, you know. But I brought him, healed him up. He turned into being more retarded than me. He got hit by a car in my driveway. You know, he liked to chase cars. He just got into it. He wouldn't stop. We tried everything. He shot, collar, all that shit. Didn't matter then. He cared. He was on the front. He was free and healthy and felt great. But anyway, you know, that happens.
Mm-hmm.
But, I felt like we mistreat anything. But I believe these organizations that claim they're going to help these animals and these children stuff, that these animals and these kids only get a little bitty pinch of that money. The rest of that all goes to administrative people. They're in it for money. Why do you think the Clinton Foundation exists? What do you think they do? They went to Haiti. Remember, they went to Haiti after that disaster. And what they do, they went over to start a cell phone company. They didn't give a fuck about the people. They said it was humanitarian. And it was not. It wasn't even close to a humanitarian effort at all. Bill and Harry had an opportunity to take their organization. They can hide their
big
phone service.
It was a big money
shit about them more. Oh, absolutely. But did they get convicted? No. Of course not.
No. And Gunslinger said over and over and over again about the election that got stolen. Nothing happened to those people. Nothing happened. So who's to say they're not going to steal the election again?
Well, it's what happens when you have a corporately controlled country. This ain't controlled by the government, man. There is no government here. That's bullshit. It's pay to play. That's how it works in the United States. You know, these lobbyists go in there, and they're the ones who make this shit happen. They make it happen, man. You know, they need to sell product. Let's start a war. You know, whatever. What is it? A war, a disease, a famine, or some environmental catastrophe or something. because it always comes back down to money. You know, all down to the mighty dollar, and the government's got a lot of it. They can print it at will, and let's keep plugging them. Become a government contract. You want to make a bunch of money? Go sell the government a fucking hammer or something. You can sell stuff to the government yourself. You can sell services. You can sell whatever. You just got to be outbid at other people. That's it, because a bunch of people are trying to do it too. Why not? Guaranteed paycheck. You couldn't go wrong. And you can overinflate the price like out of this fucking world. I mean, look at the inflation rate now. Look, you know, we went from, what, $7? Okay, when I was a kid, it was $3.35 an hour for minimum wage. Now it's, what, 15? Now, you see why these businesses are going out, falling out, why they're so damn expensive? Like, I post on Facebook, if those of you follow me on Facebook at all, you know, when I posted that shit about Taco Bell, order number two, it comes three tacos and a drink. The dude told me $14.49. I'm asking, whose meth habit am I paying for? You know, that's, God, $14, $15 for three tacos and a soda. Wow. Mm. Wow. You know, it's like, you know, my grandchildren, they like the Happy Meals, right? The McDonald's Happy Meals. I call them the unhappy meals. You know why? They're $8.50 a pop. You know what I mean? $8.50 for that shit now. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You know, the McDouble, which used to be the double cheeseburger, which is American favorite forever, they cut it down to one slice of cheese. Now it's $2.85 for that thing now. It used to be a dollar. So we're talking within the last 3 years, the increase of that. You know, because your product, you know, COVID killed everything down, everything stopped growing well, everything goes up, supply and demand. That's how it works. And it's not over. It's not over. We ain't seen the end of it. We ain't come to the crest of the problem yet. It's coming. You'll see. I mean, the party on, stick together. That's what happened. People need to stick together. They just don't do it anymore. Like, just hear the scream of people hearing it now. We're all sticking together because we know. We know what the fuck's going on. We get it. You know?
Biden was told, you got to get the, we're not making enough money on the gas. You've got to get the price up. Well, what did he do? He stopped drilling. He stopped everything. And now look at the price per barrel. It's like $100 a barrel, almost $100 a barrel now, up from about $45 a barrel, whatever it was at the time. So, yeah, right. It's all about money.
It is. That's right. And, you know, like the price of fuel, when Obama was in office, when it started jacking up when he was in office, I told people, watch it. Because he's, I'm the tire shop. And I said, look, the price of tires will go up. Gasoline goes up next door where we have a shop, which was a gas station across the road from us. When that price of that fuel goes up, go look at that price of tires. See if that price of tires didn't jump up at the same fucking time. And it did. It did. We actually were marking tires, makes and models and size of tires, and writing down the price of that day. I was like, it's crazy. It was nuts, man. You know, because back in the old days, we used to get a catalog book. They'd give us a book of the tires and prices, all that shit, good for a whole year. Not no more. They had to go all on the internet because they'd say we had changed the will. As soon as you place the order on that price, you got it locked into that price. If you don't, good luck. You know. So, it's crazy.
You know,
that's
the one thing that Obama did say, and he actually came right out and said it. He said, because of his policies, gasoline prices are going to have to necessarily skyrocket, and nobody listened.
Nope.
I did. Because
yep.
I
absolutely.
Knew that if gasoline prices were going to go up, then anything that was made out of petroleum was also going to go up.
But everything's made out of petroleum. Everything.
Pretty much.
in reality, right, you know, I mean, you got, and then you got to transport. There's fuel again. So there's so many prospects where the fuel plays into every product made. Exactly, you know. I mean, even if it isn't made out of oil, it's shipped by oil. So, you know, somewhere along the line, it all connects. And that's right. There's a domino effect. The price fuel goes up, the product has to go up with it because the shipping costs are going to go up.
Take,
I mean, why would I,
mean,
keep, why would I keep my price low when the price of gas goes up? I can't do that. I can't compete. You go broke.
Take a look at a simple box of Ziploc bags. Right?
Right.
Don't matter about what the size is, gallon, quart, whatever. They went up probably 50-60%, you know, because of the rise of gas, right? I mean, everything in a car, just about everything in a car or a truck or SUV is made out of plastic. I mean, yeah, you might have leather seats that are made out of leather or whatever, but the dashboard, the wheel, the steering wheel, the shifters, everything is made out of plastic in an automobile. Can you see where, you know, can you see why an automobile that used to be $20,000 is maybe, nowadays is maybe $35,000? You know,
shit.
Something like that.
Let me tell you this, is gunslinger.
Buy some music then, Bryce.
Yeah. Let me tell you this. A buddy of mine just rented a car because his car was down in the shop, the Ford shop, replacing a water pump. $800 to rent a car from Enterprise. $800. And he had to go to his bank to get a credit card or a debit card because they wouldn't accept cash.
Yeah, rental car prices are out. I mean,
they're insane. They are crazy. They ought to go out of business. If anybody's going to go out of business, I hope them son of bitches do.
They will. Look, your fast food restaurants are falling like flies. Here's the change real quick. By this end of this winter, it's going to be a hard fucking cold winter, folks, in the economy. I promise that. I'm telling you, you're going to see shit closing left and fucking right. I mean, like Target, Sonic, shit like that. You know, Starbucks, they're all hard, man. It's going to get rough. It's going to be a hard, dark winter. So just get ready for it, you know. I hate to say it, but what can you do?
National strike. National strike. Shut it down.
Yeah, it's going to come eventually. It's going to come because you'll be outpriced. We will be outpriced. We the people. We won't be able to afford shit. How can we spend something we can't afford to buy it anyway? You know, they'll jack up your property tax. All the taxes keep going up, jack up them fucking things so they squeeze you out of your property and whatever you own.
Don't pay it.
Yeah.
Don't pay.
But then they'll come take it. You see, that's the problem with that.
They can't take everybody's. They can't take everybody's.
They would love to, but they would love to. They would love to. Mm-hmm. But see, the problem with them,
put that flag up. Come and take it.
Right, but they did that. Just think about it, man. They'd wind up killing their own self. You know what I'm saying? Because if you took everybody's shit, how are you going to get any money? So, you know.
Exactly. Taxing feeds on themselves, you know. It'll destroy them.
Self-imploding. Self-imploding. Right, self-imploding. Right, exactly, man. You're right. It's crazy, isn't it, man?
Eventually, you run out of what they call OPM, other people's money.
Other people's
right.
Money. That's why socialism.
You know,
they keep keeping the Ponzi scheme going because they can print, you know, and everybody's happy. But now we're feeling it's not worth anything because we printed so much, so we need more and more dollars. You know, it's not worth anything.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they stretched the value on it.
Yeah.
The worst thing that happened was back in the 70s when we got off the fucking gold standard.
Nope. Gold standard is not, that's not it. That's not it. Then weren't you paying? I thought you were listening to that show when I did the Money Masters, that documentary with the Money Masters. They broke it all down at the end, where we were on the gold standard, when we went off.
Yeah, it didn't mean shit. The amount of people we have, the amount of money that's been printed, but they switched. They switched from gold to oil, then .com. Now nothing. What backs money now? You, the people. But we, the people, are running out of money. We've been broke. We ain't got no money anyway. And it's a vicious cycle. You know, like getting rid of the Speaker of the House, everything they did, all that bullshit, you know. Well, okay, that's great and fine and dandy, but we're still in the same damn boat. Why didn't he change the issue he was fucking with? You know what I mean? But no, you know, we're just going to let it idle. And then, of course, you know, then they go on breaks. And, you know, matter of fact, Christmas is coming up soon. You know, they'll be on a break for a long period of time. And I think, November? We'll get until next month. As far as we're being open for business, you know? You know, Gavin said that to me. That doesn't mean shit to me. I care less.
Send
I'm
them all home.
Send
them all home. Send them all home.
Maybe things.
Send them all home.
Yep.
Fire.
Right. I mean,
fire.
You have to, how many fucking agencies do we have in the government that we don't even fucking need that we're spending money on? Why are we Why are we investing all this money in these fucking wars we don't even belong in? You know, you see what I'm saying? It don't make no sense. It has no definitive answer to me. Maybe it's me. Maybe I'm out of my fucking mind. And I'm not understanding it, but because it'll turn you crazy. You know, it has me. It's drove me nuts. And because, wow, how does this actually happen? How does this exist and play out like this? And nobody has a fucking answer in the political world. Nobody. You know, then you got media rigged. You got media rigged up. Shit, they're just going to tell you what they want you to hear and know. You know, and try to get you to believe it. But, you know, somewhere
that's
going to wake up like
you just said right there. That was interesting what you just said. Nobody has the answer, but guess what? Somebody will. Somebody will.
It's there. It is there. And that's, you know, like what I do, Joe. That's my thing, bro. Is the point is, figure it out. You know, pull it apart. Take a look at this thing. You know what I mean? What makes it function? And that's what I've done all these years of my life, and it's, you know, people need to know it. It's not like I'm not looking for popularity, fame, fortune, all that bullshit. I ain't looking for it. I don't want it. I've had it. I don't like it. So, you know, my point is people need to be told. That's it. Like you got with that one dude, Russell Brand, you know, he's talking shit to you and all this stuff, and he's a comedian, but he's using it for self-promotion, I think. He's a cool guy and all that, but, you know. You go start self-promoting because of the topics of the world to draw attention to yourself. I'm not into that. But the point is people need to wake up. They need to wake up now. They got to quit sleeping. Don't think this shit's going to go away this time. You know, we've been brainwashed to believe it will, though. We have literally been brainwashed into shit. People don't even get it. You know, it's like this sexual gender shit, assignments in cool schools now and all this crazy shit. Why is that even happening? Out of common sense and reality, why would that even happen? What is the God blessed point, you know? So, you know, it's crazy shit. And, I mean, so it's crazy. I think it's to get your attention off of something. They do that. They do stupid shit to get your attention off of something else, man. It's a total mind death, you know?
They do that, especially when they start seeing that the people are waking up to what's going on, and they will lead their attention to another place. But you know, it's like I said in my update that I did yesterday. One of the things that has happened here in New Mexico, and you've heard me talk about this before, how our governor made that executive ruling to get rid of the Second Amendment here in Albuquerque. Well, when that didn't work for her, she did it again, but changed it a slight little bit so that it was only in parks and playgrounds here in Albuquerque. Well, the problem with that is the way that she did it, it involves the whole state of New Mexico. And a district judge, I think his name is Urias or something like that, actually said that she was able to do this. Now, this is something the people can actually stop if they would just wake up and say, hey, now, wait a minute, you cannot do this. But the problem with that is when this judge said, yeah, she can do this, how many of these liberal states are now looking at that thinking, oh, now we can do this too? The people have to wake up and start putting a stop because it can be done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people don't make the choice anymore, like voting anymore. I just can't buy it anymore. I'm completely convinced that it's senseless. Because it's going to be whatever, you know, like a friend of mine, because they had this lecture come up here in Missouri, you know, a couple months back about, you know, taxing legalized marijuana. Okay, so we have recreational marijuana in the state of Missouri now. And the county wanted 3% more, and so did the cities. Each city wanted 3% more. Well, a friend of mine said, well, go vote, man, to stop this. Vote no, vote no. I said, why? They want it. They're going to get it. It ain't going to matter, bro. Trust me. And what happened? They got it by a landslide. But the problem is, and, you know, you figure at least 8 to 9 out of 10 people smokes weed or have smoked weed. You see what I mean? Why would they want to jack up the taxes on weed? You know, what is the deal? Like Colorado, they actually overtaxed so much. They had to send every registered voter a check for $7.45 in the state of Colorado. Look it up because of too much tax money. Ain't that crazy? So, but they never get enough. It's the money. You like American statesmen, they're what makes people so evil? They want it all. And they'll do anything to get it. That's what it is. They want it all. You know? That's the sad
part. Right. I mean,
it's
like I've said before about the income tax. People who think they get these refunds every year, every year, that's not really a refund. It's the government admitting that it's overtaxed you. You know, that's what it is. It's them admitting to stealing from you.
Well, they're using your money.
Yeah.
They're kind of using your own. They're still getting it. You get a piece of the action out, regardless, you're going to collect interest off the money they took from you, whatever else.
Yeah.
You know, and you're not, I mean, technically, you're supposed to pay off the sweat of your back, your labor, physical labor. There shouldn't be a tax on that.
Yep.
But you signed a contract. You gave consent to let them do it.
Yep.
So when you don't pay them, they're going to get you because you gave consent.
That's what this guy Davis said that's been on Laurie Ann's show, right, Laurie Ann? Dave, what's his name, about taxes?
Dave Champion. Yeah,
Dave
Champion.
Champion. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so, it is what it is. I've always said this about government. If they want to find some, if they want to pay for, if they want it bad enough, they'll turn over the cushions and the couch to find the money to do it.
Mhm.
As simple as that.
Just a look.
Mike, I hate to say you got that wrong. They'll beat it out of you. That's what they do, not the cops.
Yeah.
Well, I may be wrong on that, but I said that quite a few years back, though.
Yeah, they done been to the couch, bro. They done been to the couch already. It's over. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now they're going to beat on you, beat it out of you.
Yeah.
You don't give me, I'm going to throw you in a cage. You're in a cage like an animal.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to screw somebody else's money because you being
and
a,
look,
I'm a,
guys, the reason why they're panicking about this CR and all this stuff is that the way things have run since Clinton is – they do a CR, then 45 days, they do another CR, and then that would last until Christmas, and they do all these fucking omnibus bills, right? The cromnibus, cramming everything in at Christmas where, oh, it's a 2,000-page bill. We don't have time. We want to get out of town. We don't have time to read. We're going to pass it anyway, right? That's the way things have been working. Well, They're not getting the CR right now. They haven't gotten the CR yet, to my knowledge. And it's on. And that's why they're freaking out right now about a possible government shutdown. Because if the government shuts down and life goes on as normal, they think that if it shuts down and nobody notices that it's shut down, then we'll figure out that we can get along without it, you know. That's their fear.
If the government did shut down, it would be a whole lot better because everything would prosper. Everything, it would be like a blooming flower. Everything would bloom.
Yep.
Government is holding back everything.
Mm-hmm.
Let it go, and let it bloom, let it prosper. Then we will be back where we're supposed to be, not the laughing stock of the country. Well, at least till Trump gets back in there, anyway.
I just wish that if the government is down, then the politicians don't continue to be paid.
I think that's where their big scare is.
They make sure that they're still paid.
Yeah. They make sure that they're still paid. And then they bring up all these things saying that, the essential services will stop too. No, it doesn't. Not in a shutdown. The only people that stops getting paid really is them. And they don't want that.
Yeah. People work for the government. Social Security, SSI, food stamps, all that shit. It keeps on going. They can't stop that. Just the government employees is the one that
they're trying to make people think that it does stop though. And that's where they're getting away with this.
Yep. Sure is.
Right. And again, if Trump does win and get back in there, we'll see if something. I'm not going to say anything about what might or might not happen to Trump, but Trump has already said that a majority of these government workers, he's going to fire them.
Yeah, it's hard to say because they ain't worth a flip. They ain't worth a flip. You know that.
It's government that wastes money, so much money. It's amazing. The trillions upon hundreds of trillions of dollars from the top, from Washington, D.C., all the way down to your local government. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you one real quick story. I'm a retired master electrician and everything, and I get a little job for the school that I graduated for in 1983, Soda High School. I just they just wanted a time switch on the stadium parking lot lights out there. I went out there to Home Depot. I spent $40 on a time switch. Me and a buddy of mine, my helper, an hour and a half labor. I charged them $2,000 and they paid off like a slot machine. Okay. In about hour and a half worth of work. That's the most goddamn money I ever made in my life in that short of a period of time. And didn't use but maybe $60-$70 worth of material. And it got about right up.
You dirty rotten thief.
Yeah, that's 30 years ago. That was 30 years ago, man. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, look, if they're not going to – government work is good if you can get it. I mean,
they
I mean,
just charge you off anyway,
the bill.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they got unlimited – they got the unlimited check. Just, there you go. Do it. Whatever you got to do. You know? It's crazy. Yeah.
Whatever
I'll take your
it
money.
Costs you, do it.
Yeah, I'll take the freaking money. No doubt about it.
Yep. But that's government for you. What's the old line from? You don't think they pay for $10,000 for a hammer, you know?
Yeah.
That's what they do. They overpay for things.
Hey.
You know, I'm not saying a $50 million jet doesn't cost that, right? Or $80 million. A warplane doesn't cost that, right? I'm just saying, you know, that...
Go to Home Depot if you want a hammer. Go to Home Depot. What, about 12 bucks, 15 bucks for this regular old hammer? But they spend, well, here's $1,500 for a hammer. Same damn thing you get at Home Depot. I mean, I've seen this. One of my first jobs when I was just little, when I first got out of high school, was my sister worked at AFIS, Army Air Force Exchange Service for the Army. Okay, they do materials and all kinds of stuff that goes over here in Irving. And I got on there for, I think it was during summer or something, and I was sweeping a freaking warehouse, okay, sweeper, big deal. And there was boxes and boxes of screws and bolts and nuts, brand new, the plastic still on it. And I said, man, you ought to pick these up. I told the boss there, man, you ought to pick that up. Nope, everything goes in a dumpster. And I looked at him kind of funny. I said, well, okay. I came back later, and I cleaned it out. I cleaned that dumpster out. Brand new stuff. I mean, shelving in a dumpster. And I'm going, this is my tax money going into this dumpster. I'm going to go get it. And I did.
Yeah.
And they didn't stop you, did they?
They didn't know about it because they did it after hours. More than one way to skin a cat, you know, as the old saying goes. Actually, that's both ways.
This is the same guy, gunslinger, that one day found a $500 set of earbuds in a ditch, right?
In my ditch. Well, it's 400. Almost 400. Yep. Found it right there, brand new. Still in the plastic. I thought, I'll be damned. Where'd that come from? Thanks, Heaven. Hey, I'm the same one that hung the mayor, my mayor, over here in this little fucking one-asshole town. I hung him in effigy. Made the front page of the newspaper. Okay? I hung him. Okay? My house sit, well, about 200 feet off of the road up there. And they was always screwing around with the taxes and the this and that. And my dad's almost gotten fist fights with them up there at city council and all this blah, blah, blah. They hated us. And there ain't no doubt about that. So I took me a shirt, a pair of pants, and I stuffed it full of beer cans. Okay. And I got on my tractor and my little trailer and I went up there and I built me a hangman's noose off of the two telephone poles, between the two telephone poles that was right off the road there. Put me a rope. You know, hangman's, you know, noose, you know, from a rope. And all I did was put mayor. That's it. He lost the election that year, thanks to me. It made front page in the freaking newspaper, I guarantee it. Man, I had people stopping and backing up and taking pictures. I had the cops out there, and the cops said they can't do nothing about it. That's First Amendment free speech. So I got them good. Oh, I got them good. They still talking about that. And that was back in 97, 98. Yeah. Oh,
Gun still has a picture of that somewhere, right, Gun?
You damn right I do. I'll put it in the chat room and see if I can find it real fast. I'll put it in the chat room. You can see, read all about it. Oh, let's see where that baby would be. I don't get mad. I don't get mad. I get even.
You get even, yeah.
Oh, that's
really yeah. So, yeah, I had a – we're having elections right now for different things in our state, including – of course, including the governor. But our what we call our parish council here in Louisiana, we're having elections for that, and our council – a parish president and stuff like that. Well, we had a guy, you know, we had the normal people that would show up, the, you know, politicians, you know, knocking on doors and giving out cards and pamphlets and stuff like that about themselves. Well, one of them shows up, guys, with a freaking mail-in ballot. All right. And once that guy shows up, and I saw that mail. Now, I didn't see the guy because I was, like, sleeping. But at the time, I was taking a nap. But my mom took the thing, and she told me about it. And I saw that mail-in ballot sitting on the counter. Now, his opponent showed up, you know, an hour before that or whatever it was. And we had a nice little conversation with her, a nice and younger woman, you know, that type of thing. But he shows up with that thing, and right then and there, I made myself a note of that, and I said, I ain't voting for that son of a bitch because he bought that mail-in ballot. So,
yeah, that's
yeah.
I won't do.
he thought he was bringing it to somebody, you know, to somebody who didn't know what was going on. Oh, yeah, he probably gave it out to everybody else in the neighborhood, and this neighborhood probably isn't quite as political as I am, but, you know, that's not the point. The point is I knew exactly what that was, and I know how rot with fraud that type of shit is,
mm-hmm.
You know. So yeah.
Hey,
this is
if you look in the chat room right now, there's a screenshot of where I hung the mayor. That's me, my driveway, my yard, or used to be. That was in 90, I think it was 98 or either 97 or 98. Yep, I did that. I cost that motherfucker the damn election. They still talk about it today. Man, that was dull.
Yeah, and they call it an odd protest.
Yeah, an odd protest, yep.
Oh, they showed up at They showed up. They showed up. The guy shows up at your house and says, you can't do that. And I believe brought the cops with him, right?
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah. I said, oh, yes,
and
I can.
You can't do that. And the cops said, well, yes, he can. It's freedom of speech.
And I had my big old 357 Magnum on my side. I said, you damn right I'm going to. What are you going to do about it?
You goddamn hand cannon.
That's right. I even have somewhere, I don't know if I still got it, but I have a recording where the mayor actually called me. He said, oh, Mr. What can we do for you? Is there anything that we could do for you? Shaking in his boots. You know these cities are corrupt. You know how corrupt these cities are. Okay. So they figured that I was on to them for something. Okay. Oh, yeah. Is there anything we could do for you? Can we come down there and talk with you or whatever? Fucker was shaking in his boots. I said, you little bastard, you ought to shake in your boots. But that was classic. It was great. I love it. Yep. Yeah, I don't know if you can do that today. Hell, they'd probably have a SWAT team down on you today. Who knows?
Well, no, as long as you're doing it to a white guy, you know, you'll probably get away with it, you know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it didn't have his name on it. It could have been Mayor of Bumfuck Egypt, you know. It just said mayor. That's all it said, mayor. But, man,
everybody knew,
and it shook that city to its core, let me tell you, and I just, yeah, baby.
That's great.
Yep.
I'm proud to know you.
Yeah. Isn't that an odd protest? Oh, yeah. What is this problem, Dinner? Yeah.
Yep.
We fought them for years trying to get rid of the city, you know what? Shit, man, it's fucking crazy.
This is like when you complain, and like it's been happening for so long. Like this dates back to October 30th, 2006. I wrote a complaint to the post office. It says, "Dear Mr. Gibson, the primary responsibility of the U.S. Postal Service Office of Inspector General is to prevent, detect, and report fraud, waste, and misconduct, and to conduct independent audits and investigations of postal service programs and operations to ensure their efficiency and integrity. The issues raised in your October 10th correspondence do not fall within the jurisdiction of this office. These matters do appear to be within the jurisdiction of the office listed below. Therefore, we are forwarding your complaint to them for their review and direct response to you."
and they
sent it to another post office.
to the post office. The left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing. The right hand don't know what the left hand is doing. That's how these people work. It's pathetic. It's absolutely pathetic.
Well, what it is they threaten me. See, I was handing out flyers for landscaping, right? And I put a couple inside of a mailbox. Well, there was no mail in it or anything, so I just put it in there because the mailbox was like the door was off of it. And, of course, they contacted me and said that I can't do that. And I said, well, you bought why? And they said, you don't own that mailbox. I said, that person does. Did they complain? He said, no. He said, we own the mailbox. I said, well, if you own the mailbox, I need a new one in my front yard. Come give me a new one. And then we got back and forth, and that's when I wrote the complaint. So, I mean, if they own it, you know, give me a new one then, you know, if you own it.
Yeah, if they own it, well, you come out here and give me another one then.
Yeah. They own what goes inside. They own the contents inside.
The contents.
Yeah, if they own it, why do you have to replace it when somebody like comes down the road and crashes into it and it's gone?
Exactly.
You have to replace it. They don't.
Yeah.
Yep.
I solved that problem. My mailbox was doing that for a while, years ago now. But I welded me a steel cage around it. Take a baseball to that, son of a bitch. It'll break your arm. Okay, I will put a complete steel cage around that thing. Oh, it would be bomb-proof damn near. Probably still sitting up there, I imagine. Mm, crazy.
A guy that just got rid of his mailbox. He said, screw it, I don't want one, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, why have one? You know, if you don't want to be bothered by anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, hell, you got an email anymore, so why do you need it?
This is the same guy. This is the same gunslinger that has a sign on his gate that says, "You come in there, you're taking your life in your own hands," right, gunslinger? Or something to that effect, right, gunslinger?
Yeah, survivors will be
give
shot
warning.
Twice. I'm a warning.
Yep. Yep.
That's why I'm called the gunslinger.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Well, it's just, you know, it's just like we here in Texas, you know, hell, it's been 2 years and over a month, 2 years and over a month since we got constitutional carry, so-called, quote-unquote, okay? And you can't carry that thing into a post office. No fucking way. You can't even carry that thing on the property of a post office.
Actually, I know. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, say your car starts breaking down and you pull into a parking lot of a post office, and you get out and a cop sees you, you're going to jail.
Yep.
No questions asked. You're going to jail because it's on federal property. Yeah, you talk about stupid. Man, that's stupid. I said, well, I told my buddy, if we're ever out there and you get pulled over, don't pull into a post office parking lot or a school.
Oh God, a school! Be careful, man! You'll have a freaking hole. The whole.
Jeez, you have a SWAT team out there. You'd have a SWAT team on you.
Yeah, that's for sure.
You'd be public enemy number one.
But do you think the criminals give a fuck about that? They'll go.
Yeah, I know.
Look at the school shootings. Look at the fucking, you know, post office shootings or whatever. They go in there. They don't care. Boy, they'll put your ass in the hooskow if you do it. Man, that's fucking crazy.
I'm kidding. You're right about that.
I used to work at Epson America in Plainfield, Indiana, when I was working there. And one of the things they had on their door was this big sign saying, "This is a gun-free zone." And I walk in there and I tell them, I says, "You know, this being a gun-free zone, that keeps the guns out of the hands of all the law-abiding people. But if a criminal comes in here, he's going to have a gun. There's nothing you can do about it. He'll start shooting." And they said, "That doesn't happen." I says, "Yes, it does. 95% of the mass shootings in this country are done in gun-free zones."
Gun-free zones. You got it. And where did the concept of gun-free zones come from? A liberal Democrat.
Liberal Democrat.
That's who made it. That's who put it through or pushed it through. Yeah. So if I'm a criminal, I'm going to go to a gun-free zone to shoot people. Why not? Because ain't nobody going to be able to shoot back at me.
Yeah.
Well, look at what happened in Israel when they paratrooped into that concert, that outdoor concert, festival concert, whatever it was. Nobody had guns. They can't, as restrictive as we think it is here, it's even more in Israel, right?
Yeah, it's,
nobody
it's
had a gun, except for the fucking savages that paratrooped it. Yeah.
Well, there's a list there. You can go look it up. That if you're a citizen of Israel, okay, you are limited to 50 rounds of ammunition per year. Per year. And so you do have to do the odd thing and see if you was able to get a carry permit or whatever they call it over there. If your permit runs out, you have to turn your gun in to them. You can't keep your gun. I mean, it's draconian. Boy, we think we got it bad here, which is bad, no doubt, here in the United States with the screwball gun laws, no doubt. Man, they got it 10 times worse over there. You know, that's crazy. They'd be, the New York Safe Act, they'd get along real good over there. They'd give it along real good. But that's your... screwball, you know, Democrat, governor-controlled idiots.
What do we call that ex-governor? Oh, fuck. monkey tits.
Oh, yeah.
Monkey tits.
New York. Yeah, monkey tits, yep. Man.
Cuomo. Monkey tits.
Oh, Cuomo, yeah. Cuomo, whatever his name
Cuomo?
Is.
Cuomo. Yeah, we call him monkey tits because if you've ever seen a picture of the guy has his nipples pierced.
Yep, seen the picture. Yep. You know what you ought to do to that motherfucker? It can take you about a 48-volt battery and a couple battery clamps. I go, light the fucker. Light his ass up.
Light him up. Oh, God, it's fine. These electricians have a kind of a warped sense of humor sometimes.
Yeah, we do. We're crazy. I'll tell you how crazy electricians are. Ron knows that. He's an electrician, too. I had me a garden over there one year, years ago now, probably, my God, 30 years ago probably now. And this thing was 60 feet wide by 100 feet long. Big old fucking garden. I used to garden all the time and before my back went south. And I had the critters to get in there. You know, you got skunks and you got rabbits and, you know, stuff like that, right? So I put me an electric fence around that baby, all the way around that son of a bitch. Okay, one little wire, I guess about 6 to 8 inches off the ground. Well, being a crazy electrician, I didn't just use a regular old fence charger. I went out there and got one of these neon transformers out of these neon lights. Okay, they're 15,000 volts. I fried about 3 skunks and about 6 rabbits. Because, you know, they would try to go, they wouldn't jump over the wire, okay? They'd try to go under it. Well, when they went under it, that wire would catch them right in the back of the neck, fry them right to the tail, burn them to the ground. And that was the first time I ever hooked up with one. Yeah,
it was so bad that the skunks didn't have time to spray.
Yeah, the skunks didn't even have time to spray.
Technically, the connection will be from the asshole to the mouth.
Yeah, that's what I got. There you go. Yeah.
Anywhere there's moisture, it's where that electric goes right to it.
That's really right to it.
Yeah, right from the asshole to the mouth.
I didn't think it was working, so I kind of poked him with it with a stick and everything. That son of a bitch got me, and I jumped 10 fucking feet. Anyway, now, it kill a human, but it kill a goddamn skunk or, you know, rabbit or something. Oh, yeah. So us electricians are crazy. No doubt about that.
Yeah. Fun times.
I don't know if I'm crazy. I'm misunderstood maybe, but, you know. Why do you have that transformer sneaked up in your office? You know, like Frankenstein, you know. I said, because I built it. I have a TV transformer. Just for the fun.
Me too. I did too. Yeah. I built one of them. Yep.
Did
you? Fly
yep.
back over transformer TV.
Jacob's Ladder, yep.
Jacob's Ladder, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of that, that was another funny deal. Me and the friends, we was hanging out at that time. This, like I said, been 30 years ago. I built one of them things and had it on a glass light bulb, you know, one of them decor, the big round incandescent bulbs. And we was over at a friend of ours, and me and his brother and my buddy there, we was over drinking, you know, pretty in hell back Friday night, at weekends or whatever. And I had that thing over in his apartment one day, or one night. And his brother was over there fucking with it. I said, man, you better not be fucking with that son of a bitch, not with that screwdriver. He puts that fucking screwdriver to that glass bulb, and about 5 of those lightning bolts congeal on that one point. It knocked his ass across the room. He woke up and curled up on the other side of the fucking room. It literally burned through the glass.
Moisture attracts.
Yeah.
Moisture attracts. People understand that, but while they get electrocuted. Moisture.
Yeah.
You become a conductor. You're moist. You're what? How much? You're what? 97% water anyway, or 85%. You know, whatever. Doesn't fucking matter. Electricity jumps through electricity like it. You become the semiconductor. You know.
Yeah. You're the path.
Yeah.
What does it take? 3,000 degrees to melt glass? It melted a fucking hole in it. Some bitch. When fucking things concentrated.
Yeah. Yep. It depends on the amp, how much amp's going to that fucker. That's what you're really worried about.
It was only, what was that, 16th of an amp fuse, little bitty cartridge fuse. Little
provo. It's really small. Right. That small of an amp, it'll take much. Right.
Yeah. A doorbell transformer and two switching transistors.
Yeah, them work good, too. They work real good. Especially for mice. I built those for mice traps. And shit. I once built my shop, man. I built one out of a doorbell, you know, timer transformer. And I built this thing made out of, I stripped the back end of these old tire fucking valves, you know, the rubber valves, stem valves. I kept the bottom of it solid rubber and used it as a condenser, you know, to run it through an insulator, you know. And I ran the wire through it like a zigzaggly wire, and the mouse, when it run along the wall, it had to go over top of that thing. As soon as it jumped on, it touched the outer frame, and first the ball touched that wire, whap, it's over, you know. I mean, it's just smoke. It actually, I thought I killed the catch on fire. It was funny. Okay. I'm just telling you, it's moving.
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. No doubt.
Hey, it's cheaper than setting traps and have to fuck with it. Clean it up. Fuck it. Cook them. I had one time run across the front, and I had one sitting up in there in the office, and this customer came in. That thing hit that fucking thing, and it went, you hear it snapping and popping and shit. You see the smoke. The guy's, what the hell is that? I said, it's my lunch.
Hey, I got a good question. I got a good question for you, Sally. Sally in the chat room just asked, how many people get electrocuted in EVs?
That's a good question.
You know, they're shocked when they buy them.
Or burn.
Yeah, that's what I said, though. They get burned or stranded.
Yeah, right. There's something else. Oh, you know, try to find a mechanic that works on them. Good luck.
Good luck. Yeah, no good. Hey,
Tesla, you got to take back to Tesla. There's no outside source camp mechanics for those. Nowhere. Wow. They have to go to you have to go to a Tesla dealer. So you got to take the raping. Take the raping along with the rape you paid for the car in the first place.
Yep.
You know. And it cracks me up, it's a fad. This is all a bullshit fad. I was in a discussion with somebody yesterday, matter of fact. I was in this discussion. I said, you know, the fundamental fact of electricity is really easy when it comes to a vehicle, okay? And I've been working on cars all my fucking life. Now, people don't realize that the battery in your car is only there to start it. That's all it does. Once it starts that engine, it stops doing anything, right?
Yep.
The alternator takes over. And then you take a look at the word alternator. What does that mean? Alternating currents.
Yep.
That means it goes in more than one thing, right? Right? So,
mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, if electric cars can roll and they turn, something rotates, you could put eight alternators on that rotating part.
Mm-hmm.
Like, say, the wheel axle or some type of drive system or somewhere like that. You can build right in case it in there where there's no difference. It'd be self-charging. But they don't want that. Out can't have that. We gotta take this thing we have and make money any way we fucking can from it. That's how it is. Make money off it. Not only from charge stations, also parts and batteries. You know what it costs to change a battery one of them fuckers? Half the value of the car.
$20,000.
About $40,000. $20,000 to $40,000. Yep.
Yeah, $20,000 to $40,000.
Yep. Now, what's that? You know, yeah.
And that's most of the weight of the car, too.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely is, yeah. So you're better off buying an electric golf cart. That'd be your best bet. You want to put batteries in charge, but get you a fucking golf cart.
Electric golf
cart. My pops had a golf cart here on the farm, and it had batteries, okay, and also had a solar panel over it. We never had it started.
Well, there you go.
No, you don't? Uh-uh. You're not carrying 200-watt solar panels on the roof. You can drive it all day long if you want to, but once it sits for like 24 hours, you get 12, 14 hours of sunlight, you got full charge batteries in.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like
the big misconception that these freight trains, everybody thinks that these are big diesel fucking power motherfuckers. They're electric.
They're electric, yeah.
They got a big diesel generator, big 600-volt DC generator in the back. That's worth all that diesel smoke you see blowing up on top of them. But they're actually run by electric torque motors. They're 75,000
When you see more smoke because they're accelerating, what it means is more power.
Yep. More power.
And the faster that fucker swings, the more juice it gives.
Yep. And them torque motors are $75,000 a piece, and there's four, at least four of them, two in the front, two in the back.
Yeah, and you could pull a fucking stump with them, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, electric motor has a lot more torque than gas, absolutely. Well, electric doesn't have an exhaust. Electric doesn't have an exhaust.
Nope.
You know, it's a straight right board. There's no coming back. Right. Right. So, you know. Just like
we'll
electric solar panel. Go ahead, man.
I was just going to say, the problem with these, with the batteries, you know, the electric vehicle is great, okay? It's the greatest thing since sliced bread, but it's the battery technology is not there, okay? In these, you know, I don't know, there's a lot of probably people that don't know how these fucking things work. There's the battery pack on the stand, just a standard electric vehicle car, okay, weighs 2,000 pounds. That's a ton. And inside this 2,000-pound block, is individual little batteries about the size of a double A, okay? There's anywhere from 5,000 to 6,000 of them inside this one unit, okay? Now, okay, that's great and wonderful, okay? But if one of them gets overheated or if it gets pierced, you know, penetrated by something, that lithium gas in there escapes, and when that lithium gas reaches oxygen, it catches on fire. So that one little bitty cell, one little bitty battery in there could set the whole damn thing on fire. It's called a cascading event. That's why they them things flare up a week later, because them batteries are still hot and they're still too shortened. And as soon as that lithium gas hits that fucking oxygen, bam, you off to the races. Yep.
Yeah, and they most of your fire departments don't have any way to put those things out.
Yeah, and Ron's an ex-fireman. He knows. I've heard somewhere between 10 to 40,000 gallons of water, one electric vehicle fire. I've even heard of them that they've had to dig a hole, like in a salvage yard where these cars have come in, and dig a hole and like a swimming pool. And put this fucking car in there to keep them batteries cool until they finally fizzle out. That's crazy. I mean, no thing. What if you're in that thing? That's called a plasma fire. When that thing gets off and gets going and them cells are shorting together, they're called a plasma because it's a short. It's a plasma in electrical terms. It's a plasma fire. And there's nothing hardly putting out a plasma fire. Stick a fire extinguisher, going to go put that little bit, yeah. Good luck. Good luck. You just might as well sit there and get out of that son of a bitch and run, because it's going to burn to the ground.
Yep. And Sally, in the chat room, asking all kinds of good questions here. She has, like, charging station electrocution dangers and let's see, the first responders and rescue personnel risk electrocution.
Most of these charging stations are not just, they're not just 120 volts like you plug your toaster in or your mixer or your refrigerator. These babies are 480 volts three phase.
Yeah.
Okay. Boy, you get hit with that shit. Just pass the barbecue sauce. That's all you'll need.
That's what she said. She said these stations come in a variety of models ranging from 110 volts all the way up to 500.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's secondary.
I got a Skype caller who just raised his hand, so I'll bring him in. Hello.
Hey guys, this is fun. You know what I mean? Talk about these electrical vehicles and trying to adapt them to our living is just too damn much. You know, a lithium battery fire also releases ether-based vapor that's flammable as hell. The chemical reaction of thermal runaway, it releases hydrogen, oxygen byproducts, so it creates its own fuel, its own emissions, and its own oxygen. So what happens is, I tell you what would really be fun. You get one of these EV batteries going, and you spray it with a couple hundred pounds of magnesium. a termite. It'll go supernova, but it'll be over in a few minutes.
A few seconds, probably.
Oh, man.
They're having over in China, okay, you know, the Chinkies over there, they're having these electric bikes and these electric cars just blow up all of a sudden with people on them. They're showing people being blown off these electric bikes when these batteries blow up. There's graveyards out there that's got probably 100 or 200,000 of these cars in there right now, and they don't know what the hell to do with them.
Well, look, it's like you guys are just talking about. Like, we already know these things can reignite over and over again for days or even weeks. If there's any amount of charge left, where do you store them after they've gone on fire? They release toxic gases like hydrogen fluoride. That can be dangerous as hell. Then let's not forget the runoff from the massive amount of water you got to have to get them under control that turns the entire area around it into a toxic waste dump. The soup, the residual material, contains toxic chemicals and compounds. This thing, they don't care about the collateral damage of these damn things. They're determined to shoehorn in these damn things so people can make a lot of money and they can have more power over it. That's all it is.
You know, when they mine the lithium, okay, because they have to mine that lithium mine, they have these huge, gigantic diesel bulldozers. I mean, these big cat motherfuckers. I mean, the biggest ones they probably make. And these things, in one day, each one, I was reading somewhere, they have two of them, or say they have two of them. These things burn 2,000 gallons of diesel fuel each a day.
Man, this is such a scam, man. Ain't it a scam?
That is crazy.
This is the biggest damn scam, technological scam I've seen outside of maybe global warming itself.
Yeah, there's a good one, yeah. One.
It's the whole thing scam, man. The whole damn thing, man. It is not environmentally friendly. It is not going to be advantageous. Look, electrical vehicles have a niche, okay? For those who want them and it can fit them into a particular application, it probably has a niche. But for general purpose use, like we use the internal combustion engine vehicle now, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Well, hell, they got someplace, I don't know if it's in the United States or if it's over in the UK, they have their first all-electric fire truck. But, yeah, it's got to have a diesel generator on it when the batteries go out.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah. It was a diesel generator damn thing.
Yeah, and
how much
does
that add to the weight of the thing?
The reason we buy an electric car is because I'm better than you. I'm much better than you. I'm high polluting privileged.
Yeah,
we have a Tesla. I'm the better of them all. Exactly.
Yep.
I'm going to keep up with the fucking Joneses. I'm going to go beyond the Joneses. Even though the Joneses have a gas-burning car and they drive to work every day, I'm fucking stuck to my charger quit working.
Let's not forget the 500,000 pounds. In case y'all, the mathematically challenged, don't know how much 500,000 is. That's half a million. Half a million pounds of earth crust to dig up for each single average vehicle-sized car battery. Half a million tons of earth crust. A pound for the earth crust. For one battery.
They don't care. They look good at the country club with their electric car in the truck. I seen a guy do a YouTube video on that little electric pickup truck, wherever they call it, the oddball name. He said it's the worst thing he's ever bought in his life.
Well, you know what? These people are so stupid that they think that they're saving the planet. You know, they're clean air. Hey, I'm for good. I'm for clean air and clean water. No doubt about it. Okay, but when you plug your electric vehicle in to the grid, you're sucking it off the grid. Guess what's powering that grid? Natural gas, coal, nuclear, all this other shit. Okay, so you're not saving anything. You're making them generators at them generating facilities run harder because you're putting more load on it. And when
you put more load, the worst part about electric cars, more fuel to take. You don't know the worst part?
What's that?
It ain't the battery. Mm. You know, like, oh, yeah, the battery's bad. And it is. It is, no doubt, but it's not as bad as the rest of it. What's the rest of it's made of? Plastic. Fucking plastic. Plastic.
Right.
Oh, they say, oh, we recycle it. No, you don't. No, you don't. They don't. They don't recycle plastic at all. They just don't. A lot of people believe they do, but they're not. For 10, I think a tenth of the plastic that's actually recycled turns into something else or else it goes to trash.
Yep.
You know.
Well, you know what's really stupid, though? You know the most stupid thing about the electrical vehicle craze is semi-tractor trailer trucks that have a maximum weight limit of 40,000 pounds, and a battery for an electric semi-trailer can weigh up to 8 tons. That's 8 tons or less of cargo you can carry. Now, admittedly, a diesel engine, transmission, and drive axles have weight, but all told is not more than about 3,000-4,000 pounds. Okay,
right.
And even then, you've got to have drive axles for a semi-trailer, whether you got a torque motor or an internal combustion engine motor. So the engine itself for a big six on a four-stroke diesel weighs somewhere about 1,600, 2,000 pounds. And they're talking about 16,000 pounds of battery. That doesn't include torque motors, and it doesn't include drive axles.
Don't even have half the
weight. And you got to spend,
yeah,
what, 12 hours, 15 hours charging them? This, not only is it cargo capacity they gotta take into account that they had to cut, they also got to take an amount of time the damn truck is going to be out of service while it's charging up.
Yeah, right.
It is crazy. It is lunatic.
And then you got the school buses that are electric now. And I mentioned this before when they first came up, them fuckers, on my show. I said, well, now we just got our little baby children inside of a goddamn big microwave. Yeah. That fucker, if it goes off, it's going to be like a fucking super-powered microwave.
Instantly.
You know,
kids will be microwaved and burnt and barbecued within 2 minutes.
Yeah. You were talking about a crematorium. Bam.
There you go. Crematorium for kids. Yep, there you go.
That's it.
Right.
And they can't throw fire. These electric cars are electric fires. Electric engines do get hot. You ain't got a way to cool them, motherfuckers. You're fucked.
Yeah.
You know,
fucked.
That's most of the problem with them. Two catching on fire. The heat.
Well, don't they have a hell of a lot of heat sinks they put around them?
Not enough.
They do, but
plastic can't take it. The plastic can't take it. Right. The heat sinks work great. The point is, it's radiating right into the plastic components. Because
they double.
Most of the cars are all plastic anyway. Even the battery cases are plastic.
Yeah,
you know,
they double.
Don't you think about all the little AA batteries? Yeah, they're all encased in plastic cells.
Yeah, so they double, triple, and quadruple the amount of plastic in there, and that's even more toxic things when the plastic starts.
And most of your battery fires comes from charging.
Yeah,
that's the majority of most fires. Lithium, especially lithium, for some reason, lithium batteries love to catch on fire when they're charging.
Yeah.
Remember, Sony had a problem with the laptops and all that shit, and e-cigarettes. Now the electric bikes, and some of them electric bikes just fucking golf on their own, just need fucking nobody to help. Not even being charged, it bitches catch on fire.
I seen a picture of it out in California. They had this big old huge, you know, charging station for all these electric vehicles and everything. And just right behind them, there's a whole big bank of fucking diesel generators running.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Right.
It's got the stupidest people in the world making these decisions. The stupidest people in the world making decisions like this.
Stupidest fucking people. I swear to God.
These people are what I term as stupid smart people. They think they know everything about everything.
Well, right. But you know some of my famous quotes I have said, and this is the one I'm going to repeat to let you guys remember this. And remember the saying I tell you as I come up with the most craziest shit. But here is the saying I came with. It should be in archives. It should be marked on stone, really. It says, welcome to the land of tar.
Tard. Yep.
I came up with that in the middle of Walmart, in the bullpen of the checkout, the self-checkout arena. I call it the arena, you know. And, you know, I told my assistant, I said, welcome to the land of tar. Watch all these people checking themselves out. Who's stealing what? He's fucking, it's just crazy. You know, but that's it. Welcome to the land of tar. Famous saying by Ron Ryan.
This is how idiotic the whole electric school bus thing is. And they haven't really thought this thing through. Think about it. What's the goal of a school bus? You put a bunch of kids on it with their books and all kinds of different things, extra weight. But when you're going from neighborhood to neighborhood, what's happening? stopping and starting, right? Well, right. That takes power to do that, right?
It takes power. Yeah.
Right.
But the worst thing about it is if these school buses are in a cold climate where it's cold during the winter, you know, 20 degrees below zero, and you got to have a heater in that bus? Electric.
Yep.
What's a heater in that car? Electric. And the more heat you have, the quicker that battery.
That's right. Man.
So you get stuck out of traffic. Yeah, and you'll freeze to death.
Well, we got
to get your headlights, your windshield wipers, your defroster, everything. And don't say the dark about air conditioning when it is in
the temperature. But we had a county here just got 6 of them electric fucking buses here in Missouri. And they're talking about, oh, they're the greatest thing here, blah, blah. But the guy goes, well, here's the only problem. We can't use them for field trips. They don't have enough range. They can't go
range.
Far.
Nope.
Yeah, they ain't got nowhere to charge them. You know, so, so they can't take a 50-mile trip on a field trip and turn around and make the 50-mile trip back because it won't make it.
Forget about the solution to the problem. Here's the solution. You hook a trailer on each one of these vehicles, and you put a gas generator in it. Problem solved.
Exactly. Why not? They should have equipped. They should be equipped with them. Forget about the alternating current, like I talked about earlier. Run generators off the drive lines and shit like that. Don't do that. Don't let it self-charge. Fuck that. That can't have that. But you can. You can. And that's when I was told one time as a college, you can't do perpetual motion. Bullshit.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes, you fucking can. It's been proven many times after time over again. It's like I said, the whole thing with a car, the only thing about it as far as the start, the motherfucker. And as soon as it starts up, all the electric system, the alternator takes over everything in the car, all electric, and recharges the battery at the same time. Alternating current. Same thing you can do with an electric car. It can be self-generating. Have two-sided, the battery's two-sided. One side is running on with full charge. When it goes dead, it switches over the other side to full charge. And the other side starts charging continuously. It never will stop. Never fucking ever. Have a charge cocksucker. But they can't handle it. Because the problem is, I think maybe an alternating current might cause too much fucking problems and catch them on fire anyway. You know what I mean? That may be it.
The problem with the batteries is the technology is not there. It ain't going to be here for at least 75 years, or at least maybe 100 years. By the time they perfect it, they'll have to completely re-engineer the battery, okay?
Right.
They could
reduce the size of the battery by alternating current. If you got four alternating generators running, you ain't going to need that much battery capacity. If the whole car is running off the alternators alone, it doesn't need the fucking battery at all. Batteries just get pushed off and start rolling.
Hey, guys, here's another little item for your perusal. You realize that EV vehicles have to have special tires that require more rubber, that are more expensive because of the extra weight of the EV and its drivetrain?
They literally have
EV tires with these cars. They're going to require more environmentally unfriendly materials in their construction.
And very, very expensive, very expensive. They're 14-ply. They're a 14-ply tire.
14-plies? Holy 14 shit.
14-plies, yeah.
You name the car, using considerably more materials to manufacture it, all of which degrade the environment further and require more hassle to recycle. This is a self-defeating prophecy, a proposition from the start.
Well, that's why it starts. It came with the fact that the land is a tar, because the fact is people are stupid. They believe these things are the greatest thing that ever fucking happened since fucking sliced bread. You know, that's the society is. They believe this. They believe that, man. It's psychotic, that's it. And then they say, well, it's not my fault. I didn't know because I'm too stupid. Every one of us motherfuckers need to ride on the little yellow bus, don't we? But it's just simple bullshit, you know? Fuck.
I have another question.
If you think women have trouble changing tires now, think about it when they had to change an EV tire.
AAA
charges three times more for the fucking tire change, you know?
Easily. They weigh that much more.
Okay, well, they're similar as airplane tires, Sarge. That's what they are. I mean, I'm in the tire business. I own a tire shop.
Yeah.
I mean, trust me, I know tires. So
there you go.
I mean, But the thing about the best thing about them, they're practically pump strippers, though. Ain't that crazy? But they're expensive as fuck. You know, they look like a regular tire. They do look a little bit. They are super heavy. They're hard to mount. You know, so there you go.
And they really have to be for safe handling and wear. They have to be.
Right, right, right. Their average air pressure on them fuckers are like 70 pounds, 70, 75 pounds.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's twice as much as the regular tire.
Yeah, that's a big
like
truck.
My car, I got a GMC Arcadia. But my wife's car, you know, which is decked out to Denali. Of course, she's got to have the fine shit. She's one of the Smiths, you know what I mean? Or Joneses. She wants to be like the fucking Joneses, right? Anyway, even at wholesale, the tires for this car are $300 a piece. And they're a 20-inch tire, okay? They hold 55 pounds of air pressure per tire. And if you come off one fucking pound, this motherfucker does a conniption shit fit about it. It's crazy, you know? It'll tell you what it's doing. Except shit you can't find. So
I got another question for you here now. How many parking garages does California have? Now, once they get their EVs up to where they want, how many of those are going to start collapsing?
I don't want to think about it. I wouldn't park in one of them, I'll tell you that much.
Nope, I wouldn't want to either.
Well, them fucking things catch on fire so much. Them EVs catch on fire a lot.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people don't get it. They catch on a lot.
Yeah. Crazy. Well, that's not. It's just about it. Hey, Ron, did you get those pictures I sent you of my exploding fucking magazines?
I can't believe that. How the fuck could it be? What makes it that fucking thing? Okay. You sent.
I said the link is there. The link to MagTech or whatever it is where I bought them. Fucking things exploded. Boom. I've never seen anything like it. But I did talk to the lady where they manufacture these things at, and they said, "Well, I'm not the only one. We've had numerous people that this has happened to."
Well, it's a design flaw. What the fuck? Okay, yeah, there's a design flaw here.
Yeah, it's got to be a design flaw. I mean...
Oh, it's one of them clear plastic fuckers. Them things are junk. Yeah, I got a banana clip for a 1022, and it fell apart of me, too. Something about that clear plastic shit.
No, this is the amber color. This is the they said they had no problem with the clear plastic ones. They said that the amber, smoky, what do they call it?
Right.
This is the one.
Well, that's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, I said, well, maybe you're putting too much of that pigment in there that makes it smoky, and that's weakening the plastic.
That's plastic. It's like the spring caused it to fucking crack. You know, the pressure of the spring and the ammo in it, but it cracked in the middle. That's crazy.
Yeah, broke in the middle. It shot that goddamn
fucking shootout. I'd hate to be in a fucking shootout with them. That'd be a fucking
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You said your magazine exploded?
Exploded.
Yeah, it cracked it in two. In thousand pieces, man. Like broke like glass.
The audio down for the propellant in the cartridge burning or whatever it did.
No, wait a minute. We're talking about the mag, not the ammo or nothing, not the gun.
No, yeah,
just
the mag holder.
Itself.
The holder.
Yeah.
Magazine.
Wait, you mean the plastic exploded?
Because of the spring. Because of the spring, the plastic gave, and one spring I haven't even found yet. It shot out across the room here, and I haven't.
Oh, you mean it was a mechanical explosion?
Yeah, mechanical.
Yeah, and
it's
amazing.
Nine millimeter clips.
There you go.
Man, you must have one hell of a spring. What kind of a spring do you have in here? A buggy spring called up?
He tried to squeeze an extra round, and there's what he did.
Yeah, I did.
How did you get the ammo in there with that much spring power?
I bought one of those loaders.
You would have to use a hydraulic press.
Well, this thing is a press. It's a little square thing that goes over the mag, and you push it down on there.
Okay. What kind of firearm was it for?
P-250.
Wow, this one I've never heard of before.
17 rounds.
I've heard ammunition going off in the magazine, but
yeah,
not
me
that.
Too. I've never heard of it. Yeah.
I don't like plastic, you know, clips. I fuck them things. I'm a metal kind of guy. I like metal. It's a lot more durable. You know, like I said, I bought that banana clip at 1022, and that motherfucker, I was out shooting it out in the back property, and the first rack of rounds in it got practically three-quarters of it empty, and it just snapped in two out of the fucking blue. And then that big-ass long spring, boing, boing, what the fuck?
I used to think aluminum mags were better because, you know, I'm getting GI and all that, and that's all I used to. Besides, they were pretty, you know, even though they were aluminum with the ribs in them, they're pretty strong. But I got to admit, mag pulls are pretty damn good, pretty sturdy. I have had not a bit of trouble out of any of them since I've been using the mag pull AR-15 magazines. I swear by them. I have not had one bad mag, and I've got maybe a couple hundred of them. They're all good. And you can leave them loaded and they stay good.
Yeah. It's 9 million years of flood. The market's so bad anyway. I mean, it's for us.
Well, I got two more on my other gun belt, and I'm going to trade them in. They said they replace them for their lifetime warranty. So I said, what am I going to do? Sit here and all of a sudden at a restaurant or something, and all of a sudden, kaboom, everybody gets laying down on 9 millimeter shells.
9 millimeter bullets over.
The spring winds up in somebody's eye. Yeah. I got killed by a flying 9 millimeter round. And it wasn't fired.
Oh, I got a shell in my mashed potatoes. Where'd that motherfucker come from? Yeah, right.
Well, did it blow out? Or did the floor plate blow out? Which way did it go?
I'm going to say the bottom plate blew out on one of them, and the other one cracked half in two, and it went pew.
I never heard of that before, I swear. That's so new.
This should be on Ripley's. Yeah. But that's a cheap manufactured part.
The only
plastic mags I use, the Magpul. I have utterly no problems with them whatsoever. They're some pretty well-made and rugged magazines.
Well, how much pressure is that spring under with 17 rounds sitting on top of it in PSI?
I never really calculated. I don't know. Got me. I guess it's the way to compute the tensile strength of the steel in the spring in the length.
Right. Yeah, but it wasn't a spring. It was a failure. It was a plastic body.
The body.
You can put it on the press with a spring scale on it and, you know, compress it and see what it shows.
Yeah, right.
And then you know.
Yeah, that one that completely exploded, I have not found the spring yet. I have looked this fucking place over. It may have fucking ricocheted off and went outside or something. I don't know. It blew fucking shells out a little bit.
That simpler plastic like that can get a crack in it. You know what I mean? That once the crack keeps getting bigger and bigger because it's going to keep growing. The cracks keep growing. And eventually it's going to become under the stress of that spring. They can't hold the pressure anymore. And place and let go.
I never even used them. I just put one in the gun just to make sure it fits tight and everything. I never even used them.
Once you get a crack in one of them things, they're going to go eventually, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
One of the questions when.
That's why I'm heavy metal, man. I like metal.
Yeah.
I don't want failure.
The later model magazines, like for the AR-15s, got the anti-tilt magazine follower, and they're pretty reliable too. So, I mean, new magazines now pretty much eliminate any of the bugs with the earlier ones.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Pretty reliable now.
What did you get for those, Gunslinger? What did you pay for those?
I think they were $15 a piece. Somewhere in there. I've got a regular metal one in the gun. Those are just my two backup ones. I got a regular
50-round
metal one, extended thing for the gun, yeah. But I just thought of, hell, you know, they're not. Them things are like goddamn $40 a fucking piece for the metal ones.
Failure. The metal ones are expensive. Yeah,
them some bitches are huge.
Man, I got two of those Beta drums, 100-round drums. And a lot of people complain about them, but the ones I got work perfectly. They work perfectly. The only problem with them is they're paying an ass load, But once they're loaded, it worked perfectly.
Yeah.
But, man, that's
well,
what they're
thinking. How many American people got killed today? This is the 13th, and what was it called, the deal with their fucking...
Day of Jihad.
Yeah.
Day of Jihad.
So many attacks do we have to come to this? How many malls, airports, schools?
I haven't heard of any.
I heard a couple. They were saying something about a spate of knife attacks in Europe, but that's all I heard about.
Keep your eyes out. Get the fear going, I mean, they're already here. There's no way they're going to fucking do it.
Oh, yeah, they're already here.
They're already here, so it ain't no big deal. I mean,
for you guys that are in the chat room, that's what that mag looks like, with the spring exploded out the side. So, screenshot.
Cool.
That's the one that the spring is still in there. The other spring, like I said, it's still springing somewhere. I don't know where the fuck it is.
Yeah. That's very interesting. I better check my magazines for cracks then to make sure I ain't got none. First for everything, I guess.
These things are brand new. I never even used them.
Yeah.
Put the shells.
When you use that loader, could have put up press for it to call it crack it too.
I
wouldn't really think so.
Maybe that loader put some undue pressure on it. Where exactly did it crack? You said it cracked in the middle?
Well, it looks like it cracked in the middle.
Yeah, I wonder.
But it's a plastic loader. It's not a metal loader. It's just a little sleeve that you put on there, and it pushes the spring down, and you one at a time. So.
Easy to load them right.
Yeah. The guy that I was talking to, a gun mag, whatever it is, he said he was deployed to Afghanistan. He said there's guys out there that fell on these damn things and they didn't crush them. I have no idea.
I'm telling you, those Magpul ones I got, they're really sturdy. I mean, I've beaten them up pretty bad and they work just fine. The only thing, they get a little scratched, a little scuffed, but holding their integrity, they're really well made.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like that. I've seen fire, I've heard of the whale catching on fire from a misfire or whatever and setting all the other ones off. I've heard of that. Never had it happen, but I've heard of it.
Well, it could happen. I know a guy who was on a job, but he got in an automobile accident, and it was really a bad crash. I mean, he took an impact, killed him, by the way. And the magazines he was carrying in his pocket reversed direction somehow. I mean, the cartridges in the magazine from the impact, and they reversed almost re-nosed back over in the other direction, but they didn't ignite.
Jeez.
Wow.
Yeah, man, he was killed instantly when he got in the crash.
Wow. That's terrible. Yeah. Crazy things. You never know what's going to happen.
You never know the day of time.
We don't know. That's what I like about these politicians, these rich motherfuckers, Arge. They think they're going to live forever. They think they're gods and shit, It's hilarious.
And it surprises them when they die.
None
of them coming out of life alive, that's for sure.
Nope, that one choice you ain't going to make. That's it. It's fun to be around while you're alive, but it's a magic carpet ride will come to an end,
Yeah,
so however you live your life while you're alive, it's up to you. It's up to you. That's like I tell people, don't think that it should come to you automatically. The whole point now, the new motto is they want you to be poor and be happy about it. Have nothing and be happy. That's it. Have nothing and be happy.
Yep.
So, you got no fucking choice. You can't just be happy. If you got a choice.
Nothing and be happy. Isn't that a mess?
Right. Everybody wants to be the fucking chief and not the Indian. Yep. But like I said, everybody wants to be the chief and not the Indian.
You to rent from us. You can rent it from us,
huh?
Yep.
And more environmentally friendly that way.
Yep. We tell you how to live your life and everything will be perfect in this euphoria. You know, you'll be in the euphoria. You'll be in the big HOA, big, gigantic HOA. You know. But if each human, you know, instead of home owners, you know, human owners association. How many humans do you own? But we're not slave owners. We're not slave owners. You know, we just simply own humans. And that's I brought up in, you know, human farming. You know, a lot of people thought I was sick when I did that. But, well, hey, man, it's reality. It is reality. That's what they think. We're living in a different world than we see in front of us, you know. You know, like, you know, wait, which one are you going to take, Nino? You know, you're going to stay here forever or you're going to go down the rabbit hole? What are you going to do? I mean, I like reality myself, particularly. I like reality, you know, the real thing. I don't want to see no bullshit. But we're fed it. God damn it, we fed bullshit all day long. All day long. Constantly feeding the chicken. You know, the only good thing I ever heard that came out of any bullshitter's mouth in my life is a medical profession. When beginning of the year, they came out and stated the fact they can cure rectal cancer. I know it sounds funny because it's the asshole, but it's true. They can actually cure rectal cancer now. Ain't that great? So.
They just cut your asshole out?
Put a new liner in from Snap-on, you're good to go. If you don't like that scent and that smell, that one, change that fucker.
Yeah, snap on, snap off. Yeah, there you go. That's what got my dad.
Yeah, with the easy release connector. It's like connecting an air chuck to an air gun. You know.
You got a quick disconnect, huh? You got a quick disconnect on that sucker, huh?
That's right. You betcha. Nope. There you go. Off you go.
Yeah, that's cool.
New cartridge inserted. Like your mag. I hope you don't miss mag. You don't crack. You know what I mean? A new asshole mag. You know, cartridge for your asshole.
Slop them out.
Your asshole clip. You know, holds 20 logs. You know, so he's shitting a cartridge now. Dear God. It wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't fucking surprise me. They tried to sell that stupid. Yeah. They want to fuck with natural and man. I can't even say the word. The natural process, like, you know, like cloning sheep and shit, you know, cloning humans, you know. The world don't need two of me. They really, really don't. I'm trying to have mercy on the planet just by me being here. Fuck, they don't need no more. So, and that movie, Idiocracy, I don't know if any of you all have ever seen that movie. That is the gospel of the truth. I love it. It's funny as hell. My judge is great. And they didn't want to release it. They didn't want to release that film, man. They didn't want to let it out.
I know. Gee, I wonder why. It was too predictive. But, yeah, it's hilarious.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's also, like, scarily fucking accurate.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
yeah. You know, and then the best part about when Terry Crews, you know, he's being president, he comes out like a 3-4 plan. And I got this guy named Not Sure. You know, this book. Not sure, you know, okay, that's right, not sure, perfect. Couldn't put it any better, not sure. Yeah, well, you know, it's Brondo. It has electrolytes. Plants is what plants crave. You know? Oh, God. Yeah.
Well, the documentary, as far as we're concerned, Idiocracy is a documentary for today's time.
Yeah. Well, that's what, you know, I seen an interview with Mike Judge, and that's what he's talking about. Because, you know, I wasn't crazy about it and stuff that wasn't working out. And, you know, and of course, they paid for it to be done, but then they didn't want to let it go. And it was only released in 2 theaters in the country. That was it. Think that's something? And now it's a cult following. The movie's more popular now than it was. Think, 2005? You know, so.
Shoot, but compared to today, some of the stupid jive in there is rather tame compared to what's actually going on today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah.
I mean, the cycle is running so fast you can't see it. That's what society today, everything's running so fast. Everybody wants to be first. Yeah.
Hey, Sarge, I got a question for you, for a gun question.
Yes, sir.
I ran on another deal, on another 9mm, okay, a couple weeks ago. It's a Egyptian 9mm. It was carried by the Italian army.
Oh, and so it's probably a Beretta-based gun?
Beretta, it's a Beretta-based, and it's a H-E-L-W-A-N. Helan?
Helan, yeah, I'm familiar with that one. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's got the Egyptian writing on it.
Right.
It's a
license. I think it's a license built. Yeah, license built Beretta pistol.
Yeah, just like a Beretta. Yeah.
Yeah, they built them under license. It's like what was that? Like the Browning High Powers are built under license by a lot of different manufacturers.
Wow.
But they're Beretta for they're built on the Beretta model 1934 and. Ones that M1951, things like that.
Interesting.
Yeah, they're good quality guns. The metallurgy is maybe not quite as good as Beretta, but and fit, finish, everything else, they're just about as good. If you get it for a good price. Did you get it for a good price?
$275.
Which model is it? Is it M1951?
It was right after I think so, right after that Beretta. Looks just like it. It's got a
You mean the Beretta 92, the one the Army used to have?
Yeah, this is the Army type.
Oh, so that'd be the Beretta 92 then.
Yeah, I think it was, yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Right. 92 FS, right.
Yep.
Yeah. I kind of like that pistol. I don't know why I guess they want to get rid of that open slide, that long open slide the way it was. I'm thinking like that went to the SIG.
Well, I don't know how to read Arabic, but it's got that Arabic language on it.
Well, they're good guns, though.
Interesting. Well, I've got a good deal then. Wow.
Well, I understand the parts are interchangeable with the Beretta in the 1951 or... I think what you got is probably a Brigadier, a heroin Brigadier, probably. I'll bet you that's what it is.
Well, the hammer's got a hole in it. It's like where you can
hang
it
on. That's probably what it is then. Yep.
Yeah.
Brigadier. How long is the barrel?
About four inches. Yeah, 3.5, 4, no more than 4.
Okay, it's probably a Brigadier, an M1951. And the parts are interchangeable with the Berettas.
I need some grips on it. Where would be the best place to get some new grips for it?
Oh, have you checked with Optics Planet?
Optics Planet? No.
Yeah, you check with them. They got a good Brownells has a very good supply of grips for all of them. If you try Brownells, go online and look at theirs. Brownells got almost everything, particularly for not very common foreign models. I check with Brownell. Check with Midway. They have a pretty good stocking of things. Firearm accessories. Because I just got through building an AR-10, and I got some. They had a really good. Deal on parts for AR-10s not too long ago. I finally built my first one. And, you know, it's nice to have an AR and 308 caliber, 7.62-51 NATO.
Man.
Because that'll reach out to about 800 yards easy.
Well, I've seen some guy on YouTube, some guy was breaking down that Sig Sauer, that P250. And he's shooting metal targets at 40 yards with it.
Which Sig Sauer? 225?
Sig Sauer P250.
Okay.
He's shooting metal targets at 40 yards.
That's good. That's expensive, too.
Oh, yeah, I paid $375. Got a good deal on it.
You got a damn good deal on it, man. You got damn. Does it have a 1913 rail on it too?
I don't have a rail. Doesn't have a rail on it. I was asking about that today, but they said it could be changed to 357, to 10mm, to 45, and like $50 for the internal part.
Man, sounds almost like an AR-15, man. They got so many different calibers of AR-15. I think like 135 different calibers for AR-15.
Yeah, no shit.
No, really, you could just, all you got to change is maybe the barrel and maybe the magazine, depending on what type of cartridge it is, but there's about at least 135, 140 different calibers available for AR-15. The only limitation is the width of the length of the magazine well.
Hmm.
And anything under that width or that width, they've managed somebody's chambered an AR-15 for it somewhere.
I am.
Okay, not to break in, but we are in the last 5 minutes of overtime, and then we're going to go into no man's land. So,
Good.
And, on that subject that we were talking about earlier, if you guys are interested in joining Conservative Nation Media and putting your shows on this, give me an email at conservativenationmedia2017@gmail.com. I put that in the chat room. So. See what we can do.
I would consider it, but I fear change.
No, you don't have to change.
Oh, God, do I? Are you serious?
No. Nope, you don't have to change.
I bet you I could find some people to beg to differ with you.
Well, probably. I found a few that wanted me to change.
Hey, it's all about the fun, brother.
Yep. Yeah.
Where'd you put your email at?
It's in there somewhere. Right now it's 1, 2.
I got you. Got it.
Yeah. That was one I had to set up when I took over because the email that they had before was non-existent. So it's Conservative Nation Media, and that's all one word, 2017@gmail.com. Okay.
So it's telling me you're about to log into a site. No, I'm not. Why do I want to log in? So it's telling me you're about to log into a site, gmail.com, with the username of Conservative Nation Media 2017, which website does not require us to.
That's my email address for Conservative Nation Media. So,
is gmail.com the site you want to visit? Yes, it is.
No. It's an email address.
Yeah.
They're screwing with you.
Okay. Okay, I'm in my email now. Yeah. My Gmail. I have a Gmail. Yes.
Well, we covered a whole bunch of good subjects tonight. This from electric cars and explosions and guns and all kinds of good stuff. It started out with Israel and Hamas.
Man, toner don't last for shit in these freaking copiers, man. These printers. Another rip. What happened to years ago when they had the bands, the little ribbons, you know, for the printers? They go, they print forever.
Yeah. Yep.
I know. I just bought one of those Epson ETs, and it just totally amazed me how much ink goes into that sucker.
That's bullshit, man. The scams. And they know they can make toner cartridges that don't run out.
Yep.
Well, they make them so damn small. My little printer over there, I forget what it is, but it's a little bitty things. And shit, you could put 10 pieces of paper through there, and you're already out of ink.
Yeah, $22 for this whole thing.
Robert, I just sent you an email. Yeah. I just sent you an email, Robert. So.
Oh, okay.
Tell me what you got, what I need to know.
Yeah. I got one from Sally. Well, let's see here. Go there. I got one from you too. There. So I'll go ahead and get those taken care of. And
the time is 11 p.m. and all is well.
And all is well, and now we're going to go into no man's land. How fun is that? We did a show, I think, last week or the week before. We did almost 5 hours in the last 2 hours. Just weren't there when it came to the archives. It just wasn't there. But we had a great show.
Man,
I
mean,
yeah,
it was late.
The rest of it was there. Okay, well, let's see here. Yep, my chat room just shut down, so this is awesome. Oh, man. But we had a good show tonight. I'm real pleased with how it turned out and the different subjects that we talked about. And as always,
and
you know, I'll be here next week.
Talk about especially naughty stuff. Now we can talk all naughty and nasty and
yeah,
all the stuff that we don't want anybody to ever hear on the show recording.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. Leave it up to you, Lori.
Robert won't be able to hang up on us or anything. He won't be able to, you know, we could just be cussing each other out. And
making wisecrack comments about
well,
Joe
Biden. Well, I am going to have to exit the building at this point. You guys keep partying on, and we will talk again
uh-oh
on Monday. Tune in.
I scared poor Sally away.
Oh, yeah, I'm so scared.
Yeah, we should have done this.
Shaking in her boots, man. I got to go.
We should have done this before the overtime ended so we could get all of you people on here who have a show. You can advertise for your show, but.
I put it out there in the chat before it was too late.
Oh, boy. Good.
Okay, well, anyway, it's been a great discussion. Lots of fun listening and, of course, putting some things out there. Yeah, stay away from those EVs. And, of course, what's the true message is know your enemy.
Yeah,
oh,
absolutely.
Lord, help us.
Absolutely.
So anyway,
yep,
great talking to you guys. Have a great weekend, and I will talk to you on Monday.
Take care. Be careful there.
Thanks.
Have a
bye-bye
good night. God bless you. Okay.
What in the fuck is wrong with you fucking people? You ran that poor lady off. What the fuck is wrong with you all? Jesus, Mary and fucking Joseph. Jesus, shit. Fuck.
I know, I tend to do that. I don't
bitch
know how.
Fuck, Laurie, you
it's
need
like,
to get
like
a ball.
It's like Laurie Ann always says,
Blaney,
too much testosterone in the room.
God bless it be a pill of angels and everything else. I tell you. Can't have nothing nice. Can't have nothing nice. I like it. I like it like that. I do. Oh, God, I didn't do a show tonight. What is wrong with me? Bless your
brother. It's
your
busy year.
Yeah, I just, I don't know. I wasn't really into any of this tonight. I mean, just doing anything, but, you know. Man, my old lady's gone. She ain't going to come back for another week and a half. You know, it's been blessed. Blessed to be in peace and quiet. Now, it's kind of ironic for me to say that, being a musician, radio show. Yeah, it's been pretty nice.
Did you see that meme that I posted in our group chat? That urinal, that guitar urinal?
On
Facebook?
I'm not
chat?
On Facebook. I'm not on Facebook, but I ain't looked at it today at all. I think, I don't remember. Hang on.
Oh, it's funny. Yeah, there's this urinal that's got like guitar strings so that you can make music while you piss, you know?
Oh, sweet. I need one of those. Oh, shit.
I know. Bing Fisher, who does his show on Sundays when he gets back, has a guitar that he made out of a toilet seat. He plays that.
Oh, one. Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, why did he just there use the seat? You know, use the whole bowl, you know, for the acoustics.
Oh, God, it was kind of heavy. Heavy metal. Heavy
heavy
porcelain.
Heavy porcelain.
Yeah, heavy porcelain. I just tuned my. I got guitars here in my office, well, my studio. My office is next to it. But anyway, I got guitars here, guitars in there, drums near, drums there. Bass guitar, saxophone, keyboards. I mean, actually, my office kind of looks like the studio itself. Crazy, isn't it? Kind of like I got to have all this shit around me all the time. Because I just like to grab something and start playing, you know. My wife says I'm a weirdo, you know. So, I don't know. You sit here, I just start playing something. That's what I do. I mean, I'm a musician. I love it for the music. I don't love it for what comes with it. You know what I mean? I like playing music. So, you know. She's telling me I'm no good anymore. She's telling me all the time. She's really not a big supporter of me. She used to be. But I still have a lot of high influence people that hire me to play music. So I told her, "How do you think you're going on vacation, sweet thing?" You know, not very many people handle a lady a big stack of fucking cash till they get lost. You know, they don't have it. So I mean, she's gonna be hitting three states: Illinois, Kentucky, and Tennessee. And she's paying for everything. You see what I mean? Something ain't right about that, you know?
You're right about
that.
Why
would you want to be seeing these people when you're parking up the money? That don't make no sense. And we live by America's number one family vacation destinations. We got the shit here. We got it all. We Branson and everything around it, you know? So tell them fuckers to come here next year. Next year, I'll let you go next year. You ain't fucking going. I don't give a fuck how much you whine and beg. You know, I should get on my nerves too much, so I'll have to pay you to leave, but that's cool too. But that comes to that. So I will pay. but she's going to see her family, all that stuff. And I'm cool with that. I'm not into the family thing. All my family's dead. I have no other surviving family members, except I got a couple nieces and a drunk nephew. But that's about it. My mom, dad, brother, sister, hold on. I'm a soul.
Yeah, thankfully I still have mine. You know, mom and dad are still alive, and you know, sister and nephew and nieces. You know, so
you're not as old as me.
Know,
I'm an old bastard.
Absent grandparents.
Yeah, I'm just an old bastard. I'm 57 years old. Old crappy cranky.
Oh,
old bastard.
You're a young one.
I don't have the David Coverdale look like I used to have back in the day, but, you know, I did
get my hair years. Good. It's been years since I was 57.
Oh, really? Oh, you sound young. You sound good.
Well, I turned 71 in September
a couple
weeks ago.
Well, God bless you, Robert. Right on, brother. Well, happy birthday. Late, but happy birthday. Absolutely.
I've still got that song that Lorianne played. It's still in the chat room or in the studio. Can't play it now because we're in no man's land, but it's still there.
Sure. You can still play it. Just the people who are listening. You're on the phone, sir. You know.
No, but my chat room is just totally shut down. I can't click on it, but it's a birthday.
Okay. All right.
It's still there.
Yeah, the audio clips are dead when the switchboard shuts down.
I can play audio clips through all this. You know that? I got computers.
Don't you have like a mixer or something that
I got everything. Mixer, amplifiers. I got splitters. I got compressors. This is an actual studio. I mean, this is set up just like a radio station would be set up. My bounce style, you know.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't have a mixer and stuff, so I'm also dependent on the audio clips on Blog Talk to play stuff.
A lot of mine I make myself because I've got a GarageBand on here and I can do pretty much anything I want with that program. I've my intro that I use on my first on the first hour. It has Duke Brooks doing it. I think there's 16 tracks in that sucker of the different parts that I put into it. So it's a pretty cool program.
I pulled that up a while back when we were talking about it, and I've just never dug into it. I haven't, played around with it or, haven't been motivated, put it that way, because I haven't, changed my intro or promos or anything, so.
Well, I started out using Audacity, and I had all kinds of problems with that, and I found out that GarageBand does exactly the same thing, and it's a program that's right on my computer, so I started goofing with it, and it's amazing the things I can do with it. It's, and then I've also got iMovie, which I use for my updates, so.
I used to use Audacity. I used to use it a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I use. The free version.
Yeah.
If you pay for it, then you get some more features like higher quality settings, things like that. I think, but for a paid version of it, but I just use the free to do mine. It takes
learning.
There's a learning curve with it. Go figure it out.
Right. Most all mine are Kai. I have a thick Kai system, so it costs a little bit of money.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. What do you guys want to hear? Something you want to hear?
What do you got?
What do you want? It's whatever you want, man. I got it all. Name it. I got it. Yeah. Crazy, huh?
Oh, yeah. Play something good.
You want to hear when we play Waylon Jennings?
Sure. Why not?
All right. Give me just a second. So I don't know what kind of music you like. But I could play video clips. I could play, sound bites. I'd play anything.
Oh, boy.
Now, if I'm running through a 16 channel, I'm mixing with effects. I have an effect board, too, so it's kind of fun.